Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Mahalo, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the Black Altus Premium Sports Podcast that comes out weekly, where we go balls deep on all levels of the game, all different types of sports. Of course, I'm joined by, as always, by my co-host, Jay Trill. What's up, Justin?
Namaste, my brother.
Namaste, right back to you, my brother. What's been up with you since the last week, man? Anything popping off?
I actually played some basketball the other day.
What, son? Thought you retired.
Man, I tried to. Damon pulled me out of retirement. I was looking terrible out there.
Oh, man. I played Wednesday. I played last Saturday, too. But I played Wednesday morning, the 5 a.m. run. It was struggalicious. Like, it was so bad. I got to that point, like, midway through the run where I'm just like, I'm just going to do this to prove it to myself that I can do it. The thing is, though, my team won every game. And I didn't look like I was struggling, but inside I was struggling. You know what I mean?
Listen, I went up the court 3 times and I was out of breath for the rest of the day. Struggling. Yeah. I missed a wide open layup by myself. Yeah. Just, I don't even think it hit the rim.
Yeah, I had a couple of those. Because for people that don't know, the court that we play, well, Justin took time off because his shoulder was hurt. But the court where we play basketball, they changed the rims and the goals. So they had to shut the court down for a week. So neither one of us really did anything for that week. And then we just started playing ball again. And, yeah, I had a couple of those.
But it's been about a month for me since I played.
Yeah, yeah. Your struggle, I'm sure, was way worse than mine. Like, today I was back.
Yeah, I felt like, man, I could barely slap the backboard. Like, I was like, I just felt all the way out of place.
Yeah, today I was fine. Like, I think it was because I didn't take that long off. And that week off actually helped me heal my wrist and my foot. So I was kind of happy for the layoff and able to get right back on it, man. I had like 11 points one game today.
Oh, okay. You was real out there killing.
Yeah, dog. It was bad though, because as always, if I had the most points on the team, that means that I'm shooting because I don't have nobody to pass to. So it was like, at one point, I think we had like 16 points and I had like 11 of them, and it was getting bad. So, but yeah, anyway,
I will say the one bright side.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, because I still was lifting weights, I used all my fouls every single game.
How many y'all get? 5, 6?
As many as I want.
Infinite. Oh, okay, so you can't foul out of YMCA game.
I fouled everybody that shot near me or went to the basket. Got fouled.
Old man tactic.
Every game.
Yeah.
Hard fouls, too.
The one thing I do like about, the one thing that is funny about the morning run, too, is white dudes angry is completely different than the afternoon black people mixed crowd angry. Those white dudes are hilarious when they get mad at me. Like, I'm not scared of any of them, but like, they'll be like, they'll go to the hole and get fouled up a little bit, and then they'll be like, come on, guy. Come on.
Yep.
Like, they'll be so, like,
and they red though.
Right. Like, come on, man. That's horse pucky.
I'm like, oh, Lord.
Look. And you giving them the ball, they still be like, but you can't foul me like that. I'm right. Just saying, like, are we out here playing basketball or what?
They have a lot of, they have a lot of like nuance to their debate where it's like, you know, I fouled you, and then you have to like assuage their hurt feelings instead of, cause like in the afternoon, you get fouled, you just be like, all right, you fouled me. Like,
yep.
I'm gonna get you back, or maybe I think you did it on purpose, whatever, but it's still a level of like, I expect to get fouled when I do something good.
Yeah, this is part of basketball.
Yeah, they get fouled and they immediately go into this like, how dare you touch me?
They want a discussion.
Yeah.
They want a debate. Yeah, they want a discussion in the morning. It's like, so, you know you fouled me, right? And it's right. Like,
yeah, this is not a car accident. We don't have to file a report, sir.
It's like they're trying to prove they're tough or something, cause like, today there was a dude, he fouled me a couple times because I got by my man and made some, you know, got to the hole, and then he would come over and help and foul me. And I never got mad because that's basketball. Like, you make a good play and a foul is almost like a reward for a good play, right? Well, he went to the basket, and I blocked his shit, but then I like kind of came down on him.
Mm-hmm.
So
a little extra contact.
Yeah. So I grabbed him to keep him from falling on the ground and shit, and was like, oh, your ball, my bad, but your ball. And then he like had this moment like for 2 seconds where he tried to not respond. I was like, right as my lips curled to be like, bitch, I know. He was like, all right, man, my bad. All right, it's fine. No problem. I was like, motherfucker, I didn't say shit when you was hacking me because it's just basketball, bitch. Speaking of just basketball, we also have another person on here. Been making the show a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, Karen?
How you doing? I've been taking Fridays off to go balls deep.
Mm-hmm. That's nothing wrong with that.
And fellas, you know you've been doing your job right when your woman take off work.
Mm-hmm.
Just so she can go deep.
Just so she can go balls deep, man. Giving her that good deep action. Well, we might as well play the theme song. I mean, we can't just go balls deep and you know, leave it at that. So wait, what did I do with the theme song? Theme song. There we go. So let's go ahead and play the song, man, for everybody out there in podcast land who knows that I probably accidentally muted the song a second ago by accident. So let's see if this works.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dave. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about dry hump her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey, Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping.
Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh, sorry to hear that. Where was I?
You're talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
That's right. You guys ready to go balls deep in some sports?
Yes.
All right, man. First of all, my fantasy football tip of the day.
Woo-hoo.
This is a hot one, people. Fantasy football has officially started. We actually did a Blackout Tips League at the last moment. I always underestimate how many people in the audience like fantasy football. Because I was like, you know what? It was 25 last year. It took us like, you know, maybe a day to get everybody signed up, maybe less. So I'll just make it 30 this year. So it'll be a little higher. I'm going to invite, open it up to everybody again instead of just inviting the same people back so that people get a chance to play.
Yes.
Nigga, do you know within like 3 hours, everybody had signed up for 12 teams? Like,
yeah,
it was crazy.
It really was. And it was one of those things where me and Roderick, we talked about it. Cause I was just like, well, fuck it. We ain't have one. So I went on about my business. Then I was like, wait a minute. Why is CDC email about we having a draft? Okay. I was like, well, change your mind. He's like, I want to do it. And I was like, cool. Only thing about it is that I'm in the hall. I want the rules to set up like the other league. Cause some of this shit, I was looking like, something wrong with this. And he was like, oh, they're not set up the same. But other than that, I'm happy. And we even discussed maybe possibility next year we may do two. It just depends.
Karen discussed that because Karen doesn't know how much work it is. But okay. And the reason that the rules are the rules the way they're set up is I didn't want to change too much because people play all different styles in different leagues.
Yes, they do.
But the ESPN like standard scoring is set up to where everybody kind of knows what they're getting into.
Okay.
As opposed to when, like, if I, you know, I added, like, I think a half a point per reception or something.
Yeah, that ties with some bullshit last year.
But there was still, like, some stuff I didn't see how to add. Like, I was trying to find out a way to make it where it does decimal points or whatever, but the league I signed up, anyway, it doesn't matter. The ESPN has some fucked up, like, rules about the way they sign you up. But I figured out the problem. So hopefully next year, the ties and all those weird ass, like,
I didn't care.
You got 7 yards, so that means you only get 3 points instead of 3.7. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. instead of that shit, hopefully that'll go away this year, but whatever. We started the league and, you know, I drafted my team. Karen drafted her team. Of course, my team is the best already out the gate. And my fantasy, advice of the week is start Peyton Manning.
Yeah, you are winning. If you started Peyton Manning, you won.
Yeah, I started, Peyton Manning, last night, gets, Larian. And I'm already up, you know, 46 points. I already got 46 points.
That's a nice, comfortable lead.
Yeah. I mean, he had Demaryius Thomas, who gave him one of the best performances ever. He also had the Denver kicker, but he had the Ravens defense. So
yeah, you lost. And also my tip is start the Broncos defense. Cause I had a conundrum. I had the Broncos defense and the Ravens quarterback.
Right.
So like if Flacco got an interception, I was like, oh, damn. But I was like, yay, more points on the defense. It was so fucking confusing last night.
Yeah, it was terrible, too, because Karen went to the bar with me to watch the game. And every play had something, some kind of fantasy implication for her. But it was also like, it was like almost a zero-sum game. Because it would be like, oh, no, Joe Flacco threw an interception. To my defense, score a touchdown. Oh, wait, no, don't. We had score a touchdown. Oh, they didn't score a touchdown. -2.
Yes.
Right. I was confused. So Karen had Flacco, but the Denver defense.
Right.
And you started them both. Why?
You know what's funny?
I'm small. Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah.
Like I looked down her roster and like she got Wes Welker, Flacco, and Denver, and all of them scored like 20 points each.
Apiece. Yes, sir.
I was like, how the fuck did that work out? I would have never done that.
Right, me either.
I'm like, I don't want my quarter. I'm not going to be watching this game going crazy. About to kill myself.
And Derek was joking on me. I was like, see, smart.
Nah, you got bipolar lucky.
Yeah.
All the same time. You know, at first I didn't realize I had picked the defense up, truthfully. But I was like, oh shit, everybody playing? I'm all in now.
Another thing we learned.
You crying and celebrating all at the same table.
All night long.
Another thing we learned, stay away from the Denver Broncos backfield.
Yes.
The Denver Broncos were on their actual, like, depth chart. They had, Ronnie Hillman as a starter. Coming out of camp, everybody was like, Ball, I think he's a rookie. He's the one to watch. And, who played up to the third quarter? No, Sean Marino.
Of course.
Every snap. I was looking around that bar last night, looking for people that own Hillman and Ball the whole time. Cause you could just tell them, cause like every time it was a run, they eyes would get big and then they'll see that damn, I forget what number, No Shine is, like 27 or something. They'd see that 27 come out that huddle like, man, fuck, man, what's going on, man? What's going on with this?
The thing is, you have to expect that because it's with the Broncos, you're not really getting tired. All he might do is some slight blocking. He not coming out after a blocking play.
Well, there's two things to this. Number one, Peyton Manning always goes with the running back that blocks the best, not the one that runs the best.
Yep.
Peyton Manning don't give a fuck about that run. What he does care about is not getting hit upside the head.
Ain't that true?
And it's kind of the only thing he cares about.
Yep.
So you won't see Noshon come out that game till he miss a couple blocks, and then he'll be done for
that,
the night.
Or he might drop two passes.
You know what? You can, as a running back, and this is exclusive to running backs, you can stay in the game with Peyton and drop passes.
Three, four, five. Not
if
five.
If you are
a blocking,
because Peyton is a genius, he'll just be like, actually stay in and protect my left side today.
And like, I just won't toss don't yeah, you no more, no, but no you more, can stay in the
yeah,
game.
No more passes for you. That's cool. I call the plays anyway. I'm just gonna adjust to you make sure I don't get hit.
Well, that's the other thing too. You not coming out the game because he no huddling.
Yeah. You only come out the game if you let him get hit. That's it. Cause once you get hit, he don't want to go no huddle. He's like, nah. He's like, actually nah, huddle up and you can get the fuck out. So, if Noshon Marino, what we might have learned last night is Noshon Marino's the best blocker on the Denver Broncos, roster.
That, and I wonder, can you buy playing time with Peyton?
I don't think so. Maybe not traditionally through money, but maybe if you like hung out at his house or something.
Right, dad, maybe show up with wine, a gift here or there. Like, you know, bringing his favorite chocolates, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the rumor was him and Dallas Clark were like best friends in Indianapolis, and you saw how he used to hook that dude up with passes, so it could be that. Another thing that I learned last night, Torrey Smith is going to have a beast year. Now, a lot of people are like, why are you going to say that? He didn't even have a great game last night. Torrey Smith's going to have a beast year because he cut off the dreads. And we all know that when a young black man cuts his dreadlocks off, it's a sign that he's getting really serious about life, you know?
Why does that gotta be a sign?
I hate that it is. I hate that it is, but it is.
No, because that don't mean you're not serious if you got dreads. You got dreads.
You know what's funny? I'd say the same thing about that. What's the linebacker? What's the linebacker for the Packers? The white dude that they always call Thor.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, if he cut his hair, I feel the same way. Like
Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, if Troy Polamalu would have cut his hair one year, I'd be like, yeah, he not about. It's not a game, dog.
Oh no! I would say that for him because it was like shit, all that damn hair, and you like making shampoo commercials. This is serious,
Karen. But it takes a lot more work to have cornrows when you're 30.
Yep.
True. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Fact. That's
like,
a fact.
Like Troy Polamalu just rolling out of bed with a luxurious afro.
Yes, he is.
And coming to work. This meant that all the hours that he spent with underneath some hood rat's legs having a.
I do his hair.
Get that roll tight
and grease it.
Yeah, to getting them braids done. He can spend those hours watching game film now.
That's true.
Running, you know what I mean. Getting conditioning right, working with his quarterback, and just you know that 2-man drill, just going out there and catching some balls. Torrey Smith, if I had known, and this is the kind of hard hitting fantasy analysis that we need more of because nobody talked about this. If I had known that he had cut his hair, I would have drafted him a couple rounds earlier in every league.
He actually did have a decent game last night.
Yeah. Oh, like I said, it wasn't.
He had some terrible passes thrown his way.
Yeah. It wasn't that he didn't play good. I'm saying I expect him to beast out now. Like before this, I was just like, you know, it'd be cool if he could just have a decent year. Like now I'm expecting him to finish as a top five receiver for the league. Like, he don't got dreads no more, dog. He's done fucking with y'all niggas, man. So that's the hard hitting fantasy analysis.
And Bolden out there.
Yeah. Shout out to letting Anquan Bolden go, and then Jacoby Jones getting his knee messed up by his own teammate.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, because they ran into. I did not understand that. He like waved his hand like, "Hey, I'm gonna catch the ball." It was like, "I'll see you." Boom. I was like, "Oh shit!" Why y'all running into each other?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Me either.
And I haven't heard any explanation of that would make any sense. Like, it was just like, dude, cause like, it was a punt, and Jacoby Jones receiving the punt, and his own teammate it's like he just ran into him on purpose almost. Where it's like, was there a hit out on this nigga or something? And
I don't think he's seen him.
Jacoby Jones now is getting an MRI. Like they don't know what's wrong with his knee, how long it's gonna take to heal. This is a bad, like that shit, man. It was so bad, dude. I laughed so hard when it happened. It was the second funniest play of the night. You know, I hate to see anyone get hurt, but because of how stupid it was, you couldn't help but have a first reaction like, really, nigga?
Yeah, y'all professional, really. You didn't have no idea he was right there.
Yeah, it was just one of those moments where you just go, but that never happens, dude. So
only in baseball.
Yeah, only in baseball. But if you drafted Jacoby Jones, if you drafted Jacoby Jones, or if you did something like let Anquan Bolden go because you didn't think you needed him no more, because you got young Jacoby Jones. Yeah, you gotta start feeling bad about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, at this point, you know, that shit was dumb. Here's the second thing. The number one dumb thing though. Did y'all see the linebacker that got the interception ran all the way down the field to the end zone and let the ball go right before he crossed the line?
Why did he do that?
Seeing it now.
Yeah, he thought that, well, he has a, explanation for it. His name was, Danny Trevathan, or Trevathan, okay? Danny Trevathan. He said, man, it was just a little mistake. I think it was kind of selfish. That's the type of player I am. I'll take full responsibility and I'll grow from it. Yeah,
nigga, you cost them 6 points.
I knew in the end it was all on me. Like, it could be somebody else. It could, like, there's no one it could possibly be. And then what's funny about this, Karen lost 6 points because of this.
Yes, I did. I'd have got more points because he's on defense.
Yeah, it would have been a defensive touchdown for you. He said, I knew it was all on me. That's like the dude that throws, like, the pass 17 feet above the backboard out of bounds and then goes, my bad. Yeah, we know, dog.
You should write the Denver Broncos and complain.
I know, write them a letter.
You should send him a letter and be like, get this nigga off the field.
He cost me 6 fantasy.
Don't even mention fantasy.
Yeah.
Don't even, cause then they'll think you're crazy. Not maybe, the fact that you're sending a letter crazy. Yeah. But you mention fantasy, they'll really think you're crazy.
Maybe they do miss Von Miller. Cause up until this point, I was like, the defense looked pretty good. And then when that shit happened, I was like, nah, Von Miller would have scored that. He wouldn't have threw that shit down at the one. He said, I really did not mean to do that. I was just so caught up in the moment.
As his coach, I know I would have to punish him. I don't care if we won the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's just stupid.
He got practice today. I don't know about anybody else. But he got practice today.
And he's going to be practicing running across
the zone. He's going to be doing some conditioning.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to be practicing catching the ball and making sure, and I'm looking at your feet and being sure you cross that end zone.
I make him write on the chalkboard 1,000 times. I will not drop the ball before crossing the line. Like, it's
like
gonna
Bart
be,
Simpson.
Yeah, yep. Like, it's gonna be some real stupid ass, like, be here at 7 a.m.
We working on a new drill with just you.
Right.
It's called crossing the line of the end zone with the ball.
Yeah.
And we're gonna do it 100 times. So I want you to line up at the 1 yard. Run all the way down to the other end zone and hold on to the ball all the way through.
Yep. And if you drop the ball, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have to start over.
Start over at zero. So, yep, that's a touchdown. All right, turn around. Let's do it again.
And I'm not even there.
Yeah.
I have assistance that he'll pay for out of his check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll pay for that day.
So I was thinking we could do like an NFL preview this week. But I actually did find other news, so we're not going to do that. What we'll do, though, is maybe we can go game by game and give our thoughts on each matchup. If you would like to contribute something, if not, that's fine, too. Of course, we talked about Broncos-Ravens. We couldn't help that happened before the show was recorded. Patriots.
I would have picked the Broncos.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you go on, something else I want to say about this. Mm-hmm. Why did the people to do the game not check the weather prior to the game? And why they sit there? And what really pissed me off, they fucking was like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait a minute, y'all. The game is 15 minutes away. And then while the one was talking, she was like, yes, they said it's not going to start till 15 Mountain Time. I was like, shit, how you got 5 more minutes in your motherfucking speech? I was so livid. I was like, fuck y'all for doing that speech.
Yeah, that was a lightning storm in Denver, so they had to move the game back and on the delay, and it got longer and longer. But yeah, it was funny because they did all the opening production, because I mean, it doesn't matter what time the game actually starts, the show for football starts at a certain time. So it's like 8:30, it's showtime, so it's like everybody's counting down. They like got different players counting down. It's like I don't know, just different. It's like, oh, here's Ed Reed, 7, you know, and then here's Larry Fitzgerald, 6. Here's Donovan McNabb, 5, you know, whatever. And here's Ray Lewis, 4.
I think he was number 1.
And that's where you know the difference between people that actually get along and like each other.
Right.
And they bond, they gel during the show versus just 3 people they stuck in the booth.
Yeah, well, they had to cover. And I couldn't hear much in the bar. But they, you know, it's like they were just talking or whatever. But what was funny to me was during all the delays and shit, they get the players off the field, but the crowd is still standing out there. I was like, huh, that's, I guess they need to run a faster 40 time if they want to get to somewhere safe.
Yeah, because this ain't happening. And also, why did the beginning of the show look like the MTV Music Awards? I thought, who the fuck are these people? Why are they singing? I don't care about none of this.
Yeah, football really has a come. Like, that's one of the things that's funny. Cause dudes claim, like, football, you know, it's so manly. It's such a manly event. It's what men do. Men, it's real rap raw. This is what we watch, right? But when you turn on a fucking, like, football game, there's so much pageantry.
Yes, it is. There,
you know, there's Michelle Tafoya supporting her new skirt, you know, introducing the warm-up act to play in a concert, to the crowd. Then after the concert, you know, you got your national anthem, of course. When they talk about the storylines, it's so funny because dudes will be like, you know, man, the problem, you know, I walk in the house, right? I walk in the house. My girl, it got the nerve to have it on some damn Real Housewives. I'll be like, bitch, if you don't cut that shit off. And then you like, yeah, but whenever they do the preview for the game for the NFL, it's all emotional bullshit storylines. It's Peyton Manning's first time playing against Dallas Clark. Like, they're gonna, like, walk on the court and be like, bitch, fuck you, bitch, I kill you, bitch.
I got a drink.
Yeah, like, they're not breaking down the X's and O's all the time.
No.
A lot of times, you know, they're being like, will Peyton Manning win a second Super Bowl so he can finally cut the turkey at Thanksgiving?
Ah!
It's like that, but what? That's like, not a football analysis.
No, I want to hear about him.
Going home and slapping Eli upside the head, and they had a brawl in the front yard.
Oh, right.
Because
like
Eli was running his mouth about his rings.
Dudes love that shit, but if you you just have to put football on top of it, and then people act like it's manly. It's like,
no, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same shit, man. It's the same shit. But anyway, I thought that was funny.
It's the same thing. And one more thing.
Yes.
Ryan Seacrest is winning. That nigga got more jobs than Mexicans and Jamaicans combined. That nigga's on everything.
Oh, guess the race.
Everything.
Ryan Seacrest is everywhere, dog.
Yes, they love, white America love Ryan Seacrest. Cause I was looking like, nigga, you got 8 shows going on. How you gonna be at all these shows at all the same time?
And it's odd, cause normally people don't really respect short people. They don't get jobs. They don't get modeling jobs. They can't do anything. If he's short, the only thing you can do is be a rapper.
He taking all their money for all. He making them back pay for all the short people who lost out on contracts.
Yeah, he is everywhere. And between every commercial, it's like the new Ryan Seacrest show, a million second game show. I'm like, a million seconds. I don't even know how long is that show gonna be.
I don't know.
A lot of math.
Whole lot of math. He is winning in life.
So let's talk about these matchups, man. We'll just go through quickly. If you have anything to say, just let me know. The Patriots are playing at the Bills. I feel like the Patriots are a strong fantasy team, obviously. But I think the lack of a tight end that's good, I think it's going to have an effect, man. Like, people just kind of throwing it out there like, it's Tom Brady. It'll be fine. But I do think not having Aaron Hernandez and Gronkowski to start the season might be, you know, even if Gronkowski's banged up, it might be a bit of a setback, man. I expect them to whoop the Bills' ass, though, because the Bills ain't shit, you know? Mm-hmm. If fantasy-wise, I think Amendola's going to be an interesting player this year because I don't know. I remember the last couple times that Tom Brady's had a receiver that everybody thought like, oh, this guy's coming in. He's going to be an impact player to start. It didn't really work out as well as people thought. So I want to see what happens with Amendola. A lot of people also forget Amendola is a guy that constantly gets injured. So I didn't draft him in any fantasy league because I felt like he went too early. Every league that I was in, I was like, I would have took him maybe a round or two after this, but nope, not taking him this early. I forgot to mention Wes Welker back in Denver. Goddamn.
Yes, yes, sir.
That's an impossible white man right there.
You think Patriots, you think Belichick saw that and was like, fuck him? I hate him with all of my being. Mm-hmm. I hope all the bad things in life happen to him and nobody but him.
I feel like Denver's gonna win the Super Bowl, bro, because they have the most fuck you reasons to win.
Yeah, they do.
Last year was the Ravens with Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, and Joe Flacco trying to get that money. Mm-hmm. This year it's Peyton proving to, you know, to the Colts that they shouldn't have let him go. They should have believed in him.
True.
It's the Denver ownership proving to their fans that we didn't need no fucking Tebow.
True.
You know, it's also, Wes Welker being like, fuck you to Bill Belichick. Y'all should have kept me. So I like that as a motivation. I feel like they're going to win the Super Bowl, dog. And I'm not just saying that because of last night. I felt that, people that knew that heard me on Hot Five Star could attest to that. I think they got this, period. And then of course, you know, Peyton Manning always has the fuck you. I'm a good quarterback, and y'all gonna stop holding this playoff shit against me.
How old will he play? How long is he gonna play till he, what, 48?
As long as he can keep telling these damn running backs to keep people from hitting him, he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna be the oldest quarterback ever.
Yep.
As long as he winning, people don't
with
care.
One ring. I don't think he's gonna get the Super Bowl this year, but he'll always have that one ring.
Mm, yep. And as far as the Bills, I don't believe in CJ Spiller, man. I know that everybody is on his dick, man. People are taking him first round running back talent. That nigga is so little. He's so little, man. Like, and they were like, we gonna give him the ball until he can't take it no more. Man, I'm drafting Fred Jackson in leagues that other people have CJ Spiller in. Cause I'm like, this nigga was not lasted, dog. Like week six, you will be hollering at me like, hey, what I gotta do?
He gonna be your Ryan Grant.
Right. Like, this is so dumb. I don't, like, people keep being like, I don't know why he wasn't getting the ball anyway. He's so fast. He averaged 10 yards a carry because he's little, dog.
Yeah. You saw this before with, San Diego Chargers, that little running back they had backing up.
Scrolls.
Yes. You saw what happens with the little guy.
They never can be the guy. We know this. It doesn't matter how much football you watch. There's no scenario where a little dude can be the guy. Like, he's going to have to come out the game. He's going to have to give up half of his carries. He's never going to be able to keep getting like consistently going 25, 30 carries in a game. He's just gonna have to stop because it's the NFL. Everyone's trying to hit you. It only takes a couple hits when you're that little, and all of a sudden your ass is like, yeah, dog, let somebody else get a chance.
He raised his hand up for a sub.
Yeah.
They don't have to send him out.
Ah, time out.
Yeah, I want to know what happens on goal line situations too. That's another reason I'm scared to take him, because you fuck around and get on that goal line, they'd be like, oh, let's put a big nigga in. So, I don't know, bro.
Man, that's how it was for anybody that had Jonathan Stewart or Williams for the Panthers. It's like, if they made it to the goal line,
right,
Stewart or Cam Newton getting the ball.
Right.
But Williams got him all the way down to the goal line, but never get the touchdown.
Seattle versus the Panthers. Oh, by the way, of course, I think we all agree the Patriots going to probably kick the Bills' ass.
Of course.
Well, I had the Patriots winning the AFC East.
Mm-hmm.
I was prepared for the other version of the show.
Yeah, well, they always do, by the way.
Well, this is my first time actually looking at, like, the conferences broken down, like, who's in East Conference. I was like, oh, this is a no-brainer every year.
That's why. It's why, to me, the Patriots are overrated. Like, people always are like, they're just an excellent franchise.
They're in an easy conference.
They never have a down year. I'm like, nigga, everybody excellent when you play in Miami.
Twice.
Buffalo.
Twice.
You know, like, of course you excellent, dog. You don't have to do shit.
And your Rich Ryan Jets.
Yeah. It's like the Jets, Miami, and Buffalo. Of course, nigga. Of course.
Twice.
Why the fuck are we pretending like that makes them good because they keep winning that shitty conference?
That's a guaranteed six games.
Guaranteed.
Then when they play Cleveland, that's two more.
Yep.
That's eight games right there.
This is terrible, dog. So yeah, Seahawks and the Panthers. Hey man, Seahawks, I think, are going to be on cruise control. The only thing is Marshawn Lynch is in a contract year because at the end of this year, he's probably not going to get re-signed. So I feel like you know how tough he runs and how they're making those rules where you can't really like put your head down and run niggas over as much.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if he starts pulling up on some of these some of these plays where he used to drag seven niggas. I won't be shocked if he's like, yeah, I'm done with that because I ain't getting paid. Like, y'all niggas ain't about to cut me after I done gave up my life for this franchise and y'all drafted these young niggas behind me.
Then that one hit to the knee or the thigh. All of a sudden, that hammy just will never be right.
I can see him pulling a Sean Alexander up there. Same team. Well, he just like, yeah, dog, I'm done with that.
Yep.
Like, just run him over, no. Man. Remember Skittles?
Mm-mm. No, he go hit him with the, don't you want to run a pass play?
Right.
Like, you just called two running plays in a row. What we doing here?
What about beast mode? Nah, dog. What about pay me mode?
Ain't that true?
I thought you was trying to prove you're still an elite quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, didn't y'all pay some of these receivers too?
Yo, Seattle gonna be a nice team, and their conference as well.
Yeah.
The fact that not only do they have a good quarterback, he's accurate, but he's smart as hell.
Yeah, I love Russell Wilson, dog.
He is smart as hell. And you can't I don't care what you're saying. Any sport, player IQ goes above ability any day.
Russell Wilson is the kind of quarterback that plays like the quarterback in Madden when you turn Madden on too hard, where they make it hard because they just don't fuck up.
Yep.
It's like, it's not even that the quarterback is flawless as far as like, I mean, like, oh, he just hit me with a 60-yard bomb, but it's just like 5 yards here, 7 yards there.
Just keep picking up first down.
Yeah, scramble, 5 yards here, 2 yards there, first down again. Like, it's just that shit that kills you. That's Russell Wilson, man. Like,
he moves you down the field.
Yeah, you finally break down the protection, you get to him. And motherfucker just rolls out the pocket and throws it away. You like, fuck, man.
Well, and they having fun on their team.
Mm-hmm.
And because he doesn't have to worry about, I'm going to get yelled at in the locker room.
Yeah.
Like, they have snow cones in the locker room at halftime. Like, right. They having fun up in Seattle with Pete Carroll right now.
The Panthers, I feel like the sleeper draft pick this year for me is D'Angelo Williams.
True.
Because I like the fact that Jonathan Stewart is hurt and probably not coming back.
True.
Like, people forget D'Angelo Williams actually is good. He just never.
Yes, he is.
Their offense was just some fuck shit.
That's why I never picked him, because I was like, what's the point in picking him when he going to split?
Right.
And then he might not even get the ball, or either they'll get down, but then he won't get a touchdown. I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm not going to draft him.
Everybody scratched their head when they paid both of those running backs.
Yep.
Everybody was like, why are y'all paying them both? You know?
You need two running backs, though.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody else has, like, you got your one good. Unless they're two completely different types of running backs, you typically have your one good dude and your backup. You don't pay them both starter money. And that's what happened with Carolina. They paid both of their dudes starter money. And it's not tenable. And so, Jonathan Stewart possibly being out means D'Angelo Williams probably gonna get most of the carries again. They also got a new offensive coordinator. Steve Smith shitted on the old coordinator. He basically said the reason the offense sucked last year is because the only thing that coordinator cared about was getting a head coaching job. Steve Smith, the trillest, man.
Yeah, that's one thing I can say about that dude that I love is that he won't bite his tongue, and he'll punch a nigga. Yeah. So, you know, he's like, you know what? I said it. Fuck with me.
I don't really care for Steve Smith.
Oh, he's short. He'll fuck you up.
It's more
now.
On a personable thing. Just if he walking down the tunnel, he won't even. If one of the people will be like, hey, Steve, how you doing? He'll just walk past you. Mm. Everybody else, hey, D'Angelo, and D'Angelo speaks back. You know what I mean? Just the little things like that make me want to just trip him when he's walking down the hallway.
Yeah, I met him in real life. He was very nice to me, other than that time he threatened to beat me up. The Chiefs, welcome to the Andy Reid era, Chiefs.
Oh, it's going to be a sad, sad.
I can't wait to watch these games and have people be like, why aren't we running the ball with Jamal Charles?
Or you know what? I had them be like, why are we wasting our timeouts because he's calling pointless challenges.
Right.
Well, anybody even watch this game, or do they even have any players on either one of these teams?
Yeah, Chiefs and Jaguars.
Chiefs and Jaguars.
You probably have Dwayne Bowe. You probably have Jamal Charles.
Yeah.
Jaguars, everybody had some, Maurice Jones-Drew was drafted everywhere.
Yes.
Cecil Shorts is probably on a lot of teams. But as far as wanting to watch this farce, nobody wants to watch this game.
They don't keep that ESPN app updated.
Well, this even be on the local station.
It might not be. It's because it's at the Jaguars. Oh, they've had problems where they didn't sell out tickets and they couldn't put the game on TV.
They definitely not. So nobody's going to be able to see this game.
Not unless you got Red Zone or some shit like that.
I don't think Red Zone will switch to those highlights.
They will. They show every touchdown on Red Zone. Oh. Shout out to Chris Hansen. And they don't do commercials.
Oh, so that's
Scott Hansen. Gotta get my tank. Scott Hansen. All right, go ahead.
So it's only touchdowns they'll show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, for Jacksonville, that's all they'll show. Okay.
Yeah. Although it would be funny if Chris Hansen did host Red Zone.
Oh, that'd be epic.
Because then, like, pedophiles will come in to watch some football games and he'll be like, have a seat over there.
But it'll be different.
I just came to watch the Chiefs.
He'll have like Ben Roethlisberger
mm-hmm.
come in and be like, so sit down, Ben, have some pictures.
Have a seat over there.
You know what it'd be like? You'd be like, yeah, your team here is called 69 Kids.
Right.
We're going to have a talk with you because you got an all-children's league.
Right.
Everybody in this league is under the age of 12.
I just brought wine coolers so we could chill and watch the game, bro.
Like, no, sir. No,
have
sir.
A seat over there, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, you're free to like leave whenever you want to. Chiefs Jaguars. I think the Chiefs will win this game, by the way. And of course, I thought the Seahawks are going to, sorry, Karen, beat the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, that's not but that is the thing.
But you know what's funny? I hope the Panthers win.
I do too.
Because I think the Panthers are a sleeper team this year.
I do too.
But Seahawks are just a tough team.
And I think the thing for me, excuse me, we talked about this. I am a realistic Panthers fan. I am not one of these goddamn Panthers fans that's like Super Bowl a bust every year. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, do y'all see the team? What are you talking about? Well, if we go 8-8, we're doing good. And most of the time, we don't even hit 8-8. What are you talking about? I think here and the thing about, not to go on a tangent, but I think here in our city, when we went to Super Bowl, a lot of our fans got very, very unrealistic expectations, and they don't look at all the circumstances that surround a team, and it's very, very frustrating when you talk to Panthers fans, and I'm looking at them sideways going, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
The Seahawks will win. I have them winning their conference as well, but I also had the Panthers still being a good team, like you said, Rod.
Yeah.
And having them winning the South, NFC South.
Oh, yeah. I would not be shocked, to be quite honest. I think with a different offensive coordinator, with D'Angelo Williams, or just even, not even D'Angelo Williams, stability at running back.
True.
And I think Cam Newton is underrated. I think their wide receivers are underrated. The defense is young and aggressive. It's just one of those teams that it just feels like they could make the leap, you know. Now maybe with injuries or something, it could go horribly wrong, but it feels like a team that people are gonna take light, and then we're gonna be looking at, you know, week 12 of the season being like, well, the Panthers 7-5, you know, the Panthers right now are looking pretty good at 8-4, you know. I feel like that could happen easily with the Panthers.
I really do hope so.
Well, I picked them solely because I like their jerseys better than anyone else in the conference.
Okay. Right.
And I do live here in Charlotte.
But Cam Newton got a badass stripper girlfriend.
Yep. But primarily the colors of the jerseys. I like the way their uniform.
And I respect. I got. But also, you sleeping on the stripper girlfriend, dog. Stripper girlfriend means a lot because he went from dating celebrities to realizing that celebrities come with their own schedules,
mm-hmm.
opinions, rights. You know what I mean? Like strippers, hey, you just come in and be like, I know you can't cook. Go get us something to eat.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Hit the Waffle House up and she good.
I like a lap dance and some head tonight. I will see you at midnight. You can't just tell that to somebody that got their own personal assistant. You can't just do some shit like that to somebody that is going to have a tour schedule, you know? So with a stripper, you just say, I own you from now on, and we're not going to have no drama. So, there you go. What, Karen?
No, so speaking of jerseys, that's my next jersey. I want a Cam Newton jersey.
All right. Yeah, so Kansas City Chiefs, can't wait to watch that clusterfuck. Also,
all y'all House Husbands fans, you notice how Karen did ask for permission for a jersey.
That didn't sound like it had any question marks on what she said at all. You heard something completely different than me. That sounded like
a demand.
Yeah, it didn't even sound like a request.
Nope.
Just trying to, I'm trying to hook you up.
Nah, I don't want no problems. You're gonna get me beat later. The Chiefs. Other thing I forgot to say is there, Dwayne Bowe, as a fantasy football, like, person, there is not a more frustrating player to have on your team.
Say that again.
What does he do for the Chiefs?
Oh, he,
and especially to watch. Like, I don't mind, like, Dwayne Bowe is a dude that I wish I could black out for 3 hours, wake up, and then you tell me how he did.
Cause I've had him before. He's on my do not draft list.
What is he? A receiver, running back?
Wide receiver.
Oh, okay. You want to break your fucking TV watching him.
Like, and he's the dude that will go, like, he'll have a whole game where he only gets like 2 catches for 20 yards sometimes, yep. Right? But his good games.
Oh, that's so
great. They also look like 2 catches for 20 yards until 4 minutes left in the fucking game. And then he'll just catch like fucking 3 touchdowns because the team is down and they're just rushing, hurry up, getting down the field and trying to get him, you know, trying to get him the ball. Man, I watched that shit happen so much 1 year, dude. I had to stop. It was making my nerves bad, dude. I'll be like, come on, Dwayne, dog. I just need 100 yards and a touchdown. And that sounds crazy when you're saying that with 4 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. And then when it happens a couple times, you start being like, okay, well, now I can depend on this. So next week you start him and you like, all right, bro.
He won't even catch the ball or he'll drop passes.
Yeah, you like, all right, bro, man, we down again. Your team is down 14 points. You need, you know, they're going to be going to you. All of a sudden, it's like, Dwayne Bowe goes up, can't quite get it. Damn. Dwayne Bowe ran the wrong route. You're like, the fuck is going on? I can't watch it. I can't watch it. And I can't watch Jaguars games, period.
I wonder who his girlfriend is. Who's Dwayne Bowe's?
I don't know.
Because the chat room saying his name sounds like a nigga rainbow name. So I imagine him having some type
like a
of
what name?
A nigga rainbow.
Oh, Dwayne Bowe. Yeah. You know what's funny also about, what just happened to my flash plug-in? Okay, is everything still working?
Yep,
okay.
You still there.
I don't know what that was. The other thing that's funny about Dwayne Bowe, though, that it doesn't matter who his girlfriend is, because Dwayne Bowe is a snitch, and I still ain't never forgot that nigga snitched on Hard Knocks and told the cameras that some of the players bring their girlfriends to camp, and they got wives.
Oh.
That's another reason I don't really fuck with that dude.
What? So, Hard Knocks was this?
Chiefs.
Oh.
A few years
never
back.
Never watched that season.
Yeah, Herm Edwards. Yep. It was a real foul move, Dwayne Bowe, and I never forgot it.
Oh. You don't be snitching about the hoes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Dwayne Bowe, dog. I remember being like, hold up. Isn't it? Didn't you? Nah, I remember this. So yeah, the Jaguars also a team I refuse to watch for fantasy purposes. Cecil Shorts, a frustrating player that I have.
I've never had him.
Yeah, he's frustrating. And so is Maurice Jones-Drew. Cause every team puts 17 people in the box against Maurice Jones-Drew. And then you just have to hope he breaks one of them 13, 14, 15 runs. And gets like a 40-yard touchdown. You just have to do that every game. Like, please break one of these runs, dude.
Was Cadillac on his team?
Cadillac Williams was on the Buccaneers.
Oh, okay.
The Saints and the Falcons. Now, this is big because the Saints get their coach back.
Yep. I guess that's big.
Well, I do think it matters because I think Sean Payton is a good coach, and I think having a good and he's aggressive. Like, he's one of the few head coaches, you know, not to diss all head coaches, but he's one of the few head coaches that I can tell his impact on the team.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of coaches get this rep of being good, but when you watch the game, you're like, I don't see what's so different about him and anybody else. Mm-hmm. But Sean Payton is a dude that'll be like, yeah, let's onside kick it after we score this touchdown.
Yeah, and I think it's going to make a big difference in the team morale. I think it's going to make a big difference on the quarterback because, mm-hmm. like, the quarterback was like, nigga, you believed in me when nobody else did. Like literally, I think that he's going to have an out. To me, I want one of the best years.
I just think they're going to be much more aggressive on offense and defense. Like,
yep.
I think they're going to gamble more. They're going to try to blow teams out more. Whoa, and
you can't use that word, gambling.
Yeah. Yeah, I think also, speaking of which, I think they're going to bring back Bountygate. I forgot to say that. Yeah, they also, I think, are going to immediately go back to trying to hurt people for money, and they're just not going to talk about it as much. Mm-hmm. So, old habits die hard, player. Fantasy wise, Drew Brees, obviously the dude you want to have. Everybody else on the team is expendable because as good as Drew Brees is, he makes this team horrendous to have fantasy players for.
Yes, he does.
He only throws to Jimmy Graham on a consistent basis. Everybody else, he just be like, yeah, Marquez Custom, you might get 3 touchdowns today. You might get 3 catches today.
He's supposed to be
you
the
might
best
not
player.
Get a look.
Yep.
He's supposed to be the best player.
Yeah, he is, dog. But he don't, I mean.
No, I mean, he's supposed to be the best receiver.
Like. Yeah, but he is supposed to be, but it's one of those things like Dwayne Bowe, don't watch the game. Just don't watch the game because you'll lose your fucking mind when you're like, dude was wide open.
But you can get their running back, for a lot of yards.
You mean, the little nigga that catch, they got Sproles now.
Yep, he'll get a lot of yards off passes.
Yeah, he will, but that's another dude I don't like watching when I have him. Cause I can't watch a little nigga come out the game at the goal line. I hate that shit. hate that shit. When my running back is like, well, we got close enough to a touchdown. I guess I'll go sit down. Like, what? This is why I want you in the game. Yep.
Like, who? And what running back goes to sit down? That's one of them situations where I waved the coach off.
And be excited about it, Jay. That's the thing too. Like, I don't like. I hate when they like they go out the game. Then like the other, like Mark Ingram or somebody comes in, scores a touchdown on a 1-yard run, and then they go over there high five. I'm like, yeah, we did it, buddy. I'm like, no, not for fantasy, nigga. Only one of y'all get them points.
You remember when Madden? You remember when Madden would automatically sub your guy out?
Yeah, I remember
during plays,
that shit. Yeah.
And you'd be tired. I would immediately call timeouts.
Yep.
And switch my. I don't care if he had 40% energy.
Right. I didn't tell you to do that.
Yeah. Immediate timeout, put my dude back in.
The Atlanta Falcons, here's the thing about the Atlanta Falcons, and my boy Andrew, and there's a lot of this. This is a growing cult. The homie K-Badge from Hot 5 Starters into this too. Everybody think Matt Ryan is an elite quarterback that is poised to make the leap. Problem is, y'all been thinking that shit for 4 years. He's not. He is right outside the tier of a good, dependable quarterback. His fantasy football swoon right as you try to make the playoffs is fucking unbearable. It's and it happens every year. My boy tried to size it up because he was like, you know, Rod, you said that he was a bad player to have on your team when you try to make the playoffs, but did you know he threw 7 touchdowns in the playoffs last year? And I said, oh, word, he did? Yeah, he threw 7 touchdowns.
Did they win?
In 2 weeks. And I said, that's cool. Here's the thing. How did you make the playoffs when the 4 weeks before, when he went from averaging like 20 points to 2, 10, mm-hmm. 7, then back to 19? How the fuck did you even make the playoffs with that type of performance at quarterback? You must have barely snuck in. I don't need that kind of drama in my fantasy football life, bro. I like my quarterbacks to be come rounding up, really like busting ass, trying to get MVP, trying to get offensive player of the year. That's the kind of quarterback I want. That's like, let me go out here and throw 7 more touchdowns so they ain't forgot.
Yep.
This nigga Matt Ryan be resting on his laurels.
Trying to set records and shit at the end of the year.
Yeah. So, man, why does this shit keep acting up? All right.
That's the Internet Explorer, bro.
That's actually Firefox. But, uh-oh. All right, the Lions. Reggie Bush is y'all running back.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering where he went.
Yeah. I will say this. Megatron, obviously, in my opinion, number one wide receiver in the league. But I wouldn't draft him this year. Didn't draft him on any teams. Normally, I go out my way, try to get a great wide receiver. He on the cover of that Madden.
Oh, no. No, you on the cover of Madden. That's no.
He was on the cover of that Madden last year. And I feel like that curse didn't get him. So what's happening this year? I'm off him.
Because it will get you.
Yeah, he need to get the curse. Like, he need to take his licks, and then I'm back with him. I just need him to have that year where we go, what the fuck happened to Megatron? So until then, I'm going to be nervous every year that I'm going to draft him, and then it's going to be the year that he like, Yeah, man, I was stepping out the shower, tore my ACL, PCL, and broke my knee all at the same time.
You think he made a deal with the devil?
Right. I don't know. I'm staying away.
Like, did he make a deal so that his curse comes after football and he has, like, he ends up getting one of his legs cut off?
Yeah.
You know, like, that was the deal he made. Like, well, look, just keep my football career straight, and then afterward, I just have to lose a leg.
Yeah, Megatron was arrested this morning for killing a baby. the Madden curse finally got him.
It has to be something crazy with him.
And the last thing for Detroit is, I do think that the hate on Matthew Stafford's gone too far in fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
I saw this dude getting drafted, after Matt Ryan,
he had a good year last year.
Yeah, he still is the quarterback that throws to Calvin Johnson.
Yes, he is.
So he gonna be good. It's people really shading him like he's sorry or something.
Yeah, get their defense too.
Yeah, and they gonna have Reggie Bush who can catch out the backfield, and they still have Scheffler or whatever, whoever the tight ends were there. I don't know. I feel like the hate went too far. I had leagues where this dude, and I'm not exaggerating, dude was the 15th to between 15 and 20 on the quarterbacks taken.
And not on TV enough.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
That was crazy.
Not on TV enough.
So they play the Vikings, who I'm assuming are going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I told you, last game, Saints are going to beat the Falcons. So.
I think so too.
They're playing the Vikings.
No, that's a win.
Adrian Peterson. That's pretty much it.
Oh yeah, for the whole team.
Yeah.
But that's why that's a win for the Vikings.
What do you mean? They'll beat the Lions?
Yeah.
Oh, you saying Adrian Peterson's good enough to beat the Lions by himself?
Right. We saw this last year.
Yeah. No. You could be right. I'm just saying, fantasy wise, all they got is Adrian Peterson. If you want to draft any other players, maybe take a flyer on Greg Jennings late. Hopefully having a number one caliber receiver can help their terrible quarterback. Wasn't that Christian Ponder?
Who knows?
Hopefully he can play better than he was last year. And maybe, let's see, anybody else in this team I would take?
I don't know. I picked him to win their conference just because of the fact of Adrian Peterson.
He's angry
about angry about life anyway. First of all, Adrian Peterson is an angry black man.
He runs so angry.
He hides it well, but he is an angry, angry black man. And you want to know an example of him being angry was when he pushed that cop across the club.
Yes.
That's an angry black man move. Any other black man been like, you know what? We leaving. Let's go ahead and bounce. We don't want no issues. Cause we used to being harassed and told stupid shit. You know, rules against us are stupid. But Adrian was like, fuck it. I ain't going nowhere. Make me move. Make me move. I dare you to make me move.
I die for this.
And the dude tried to, and Adrian pushed him down.
Yeah. I don't know. There's another dude that had that Cordero Patterson or whatever. But he already banged up, so I'm starting to feel bad about him. I took a flyer on him in a couple leagues. Now I'm like, man, is this nigga gonna play? Vikings, Adrian Peterson, pretty much nothing else. The Buccaneers. I just don't like the way Josh Freeman plays, man.
I don't like their jerseys either.
Yeah, I like that they're a young team. They have a whole lot of young offensive talent. I just need Josh Freeman, and maybe it's because he's light-skinned. I just need him to play more consistent because I think they had the talent to make a big impact if they want to. They have too many games where they need last-second heroics to win the game, and they end up losing some games because of that shit. Man, remember when they were smashing the Giants last year and Eli Manning threw six touchdowns on them niggas, there's something wrong with this team, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's coaching.
It has nothing to do with it, man.
Is it because it's in Florida?
It's too close to Miami.
There you go. Okay.
They are too close to Miami. Those Negroes, after every practice, go to Miami.
Why are the Florida teams so bad? Jaguars, Bucks, and Dolphins.
But the college teams are so great.
Yeah, the college teams end up being great, man.
Cause you got more energy to be in them holes when you're young. You old, you can't be messing them holes like that.
Yeah. By the way, Bucks totally got players worth drafting, players that are going to have good fantasy years. Just don't watch the games. Just don't watch the games.
You won't know who. Yeah, you won't know who each game.
Doug Williams is going to be a beast by the end of the season. He's going to put up a whole lot of yards. Just don't watch it. And you'll be fine. If you try to watch it, look, if you don't believe me, follow Shirley Wong on Twitter on game day.
Yes, I watch her. And
that's all you got to know to be like,
up and down,
don't
up
watch
and down.
This shit.
Yeah, I get angry for her reading her tweets.
Yeah, like it's too frustrating. So fuck that. And they play against a team that they are going to smash, the Jets. So, and as far as fantasy on the Jets.
Oh, poor Geno Smith.
Yeah. Fantasy players on the Jets? Nobody.
Can you draft Rex Ryan?
I about to say the coach.
No, you can't draft the coach, and he's terrible anyway.
He would get you points, though, for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
He would get you a lot of points for entertainment.
Let's see if we can kind of speed up through these. Miami Dolphins, nobody.
Like their jerseys.
Yeah.
Beautiful jerseys.
Nobody worth drafting. Maybe Brian Hartline if you're in the white wide receivers like I am. Cleveland Browns. Jesus Christ.
They still have a team? Yeah. Are they still in America?
Yes.
Yeah, they got my man Gio from North Carolina as their rookie. But, wait, no. That's not even them. That's Cincinnati. Yeah, fuck this team.
Cincinnati Bengals?
Don't they have somebody? They got like a running back or somebody there.
Who knows? This in Cleveland.
They got somebody, dog. It's like one dude on the team that's worth drafting. I want to say it's the running back, but stay away from them.
Man, Cleveland.
It's Cleveland. Like, it doesn't matter what they do good. They can't repeat it. If they have a good game in 1 week, it's impossible to guess who will have a good game the next week. So,
if Putin came to the United States, he would want to hang out in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. It would buy him a home.
Oh, Lord.
The Steelers, stay away from their backfield. Wide receivers are overrated. Well, I'll take it back. Wide receivers for them in fantasy are underrated because people keep taking them late as shit. So you might can get a steal at wide receiver, but Ben Roethlisberger should not be starting on anybody's fantasy team. If you got Ben Roethlisberger as your starter, you waited way too long to pick a quarterback.
Yes, you did.
The Teen Titans in Tennessee. I think this is going to sound controversial, y'all. Oh, wait, I didn't pick my winners. Buccaneers over Jets. And I'm going to go with Dolphins over the Browns. No, wait, Browns at home? Yeah, Dolphins over the Browns.
The point spread says zero because
it's a pick'em. It's a pick'em.
Nobody will watch
you. Yeah, both of them suck. I have the Steelers over the Titans.
Yes.
Here's what I was going to say. I think Chris Johnson is officially back. I watched some of his preseason and I do believe it. I saw he had a little bit of breakaway speed. All that to say this, the team is so bad. I don't think it matters that he still got some game. Cause when good teams are playing you, they're going to be hitting your ass in the backfield anyway. Cause their line is terrible.
He won't play those games. Like those are the games he'll just be like, nah, I run a different play.
Yeah.
I forgot this play. I didn't know that was for me.
I like Chris Johnson, though. I like him a lot. I think he's going to have a year where we all go, man, why didn't I take him? But, this is just a shitty, shitty line. But maybe it'll be better. Put it this way. The line can't be any shittier than last year. I know that much. So maybe you'll have an even better year than I think, you know? Because last year was like, what the fuck? Are y'all just moving out the way and letting them hit Chris Johnson? Do y'all not just not like this nigga no more? Or he didn't buy everybody rollies when he got his new payday? Like, what happened? I got Pittsburgh beat now. The Colts played the Oakland Raiders. This got some good comedy elements to it. Cause Terrell Pryor is the starter for Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that has been following the news, I think we brought it up on Balls Deep, but one of the major stories for him this offseason was that he finally learned to throw a football, according to his own words.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm here for this.
Years before he was throwing tennis balls.
This has the potential. I don't want to slice it too hard, but this has the potential for Tebow-level hilarity on the field because Terrell be inaccurate as shit. And, but he also fast, and he also just good enough to confuse some defenses and pull out some late wins. I'm just hoping that dude can come out here and have a couple manufactured good quote unquote games. And, I can start sizing him as, the new Tebow, the black Tebow. So, people to draft on here? Nobody. Don't get Darren McFadden. He will be hurt by week 6.
Yes.
Week 3.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the worst.
Also, who else was I gonna say not to fuck with? It's Darren McFadden. Oh, you better not. If you got Terrell Pryor as a quarterback, kill yourself.
You're in trouble.
Delete yourself from the league now. And as far as the Colts, I think Andrew Luck is overrated. There, I said it. But I like me some, Reggie Wayne, cause he going later than people think. And, he's not done yet. He just, you know, and I like, TYJ, KY Jelly. Hilton. I like that dude. He was good last year. And the sleeper on this team is Vic Ballard. They went out and got Ahmad Bradshaw. Why? Why? Vic Ballard is a good running back, man. He was on the come up last year. Maybe they know something I don't, but Ahmad Bradshaw is pretty much done.
His agent, man. He just got a good agent. Sometimes, man, sometimes your agent
makes
you look up and get that agent that just like they get you everything. They getting the movie jobs. He on commercials.
He's like, I'm already Andrew Luck's agent, so I'm just gonna talk to the Colts and get you on that team.
You know what I mean? Like you just lucked up and got that good agent. Oh, you got commercials now. You're doing Lexus commercials.
Smart.
Chicago Bears -3 against the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bengals just because I liked Hard Knocks.
Yeah, and also the Bears are done. Jay Cutler not taking y'all nowhere, man.
Oh, Jay Cutler on my do not draft list.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
You know, I hate to say it, but how does Lovie still have a job?
Yeah, I don't know how Lovie has a job. And I'm tired of people sizing some Jay Cutler.
Yeah, he's terrible.
White dudes love that motherfucker. During the, like, and by white dudes, I mean the announcers.
Yeah, because when they do football-wise, he's horrible.
When they do the pregame, like, I watched this dude throw, like, 6 interceptions, and then he had another primetime game, like, a week later, and they were still up there, like, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad when you got, I was like,
no, I got negative points on him. What are you talking about?
He's I was screaming at my horrible. TV, it won.
Yep.
If he was black, if this was Donovan McNabb's black ass throwing 6 picks, there's no way in hell they would be like,
complaining about the line, complaining about the coach.
You take the good with the bad. They'd be like, Donovan McNabb, should he be the starter? Coming up next. That's how they would start the segment. But nah, not with this nigga, man. They stay on his dick.
They saying Lovie not the coach in Chicago anymore.
Good, good. Sorry to see a black man lose a job, but come on, guys. The job was losing him. It was, at this point, it was just fucking up his rep. The only dude that you know to have on this team, in my opinion, is Brandon Marshall. A lot of people like Matt Forte. He does get his stats. Just a dude I can't watch play football.
Me either.
And after he went through that contract situation, I can't root for him.
And I think the backup running back is still Michael Bush there, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody hit me up if we're wrong, but I don't fuck with nobody that stars over Michael Bush. This nigga is running back kryptonite. He just go places and number one running back get hurt and then he take their job and you be sitting around looking at the fucking waiver wire like, you know, I hope I can get him. Damn, I ain't get him. Hey man, trade me Michael Bush, man. My running back's hurt. And they be like, yeah, give me Aaron Rodgers. Fuck you. Nope. Staying away from Michael Bush. Anything to do with him on any team. Cincinnati Bengals. I hate Andy Dalton. Think he's overrated. And I only hate him because they tried to act like he was as good as Cam Newton his rookie year. And tried to be like, should he win rookie of the year? He's winning more games than Cam Newton.
It don't matter.
And I was like, when the fuck do we start counting that?
Yeah, when does that matter?
At quarterback, a position where we have stats that analyze who's better. And Cam Newton's better at everything. But he's redheaded. He win. Fuck y'all. So, Andy Dalton overrated. Wouldn't have him on my fantasy team unless he was a backup. I do like that AJ Green dude. He's a beast. No, is anybody else I like? Oh, the running back situation, I think they're the ones that drafted Gio out of UNC, but they got Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, and they just got that nigga.
Yep.
And people already like, yeah, man, Gio gonna take that job. When? 3 years from now? They just paid the other nigga. Like, I can see if it was like, oh, dude, been here for a while, they need a bat, a replacement. This is gonna be too frustrating to watch. It's gonna be like Stewart and Williams, man, where it's like, which dude's gonna get the carry? Which dude's gonna get in the game?
Yep. Quarterback, the only position where you get a learning curve.
Right.
Everything else, you need to be ready to go immediately.
Exactly, man. And
so if you're not getting that starting job immediately, yeah, it's going to be a while.
Yep. I did forget to say, I think the Colts will smash the Raiders.
Yeah, I agree.
Although I hope the Raiders blow the Colts the fuck out so I can laugh. Ooh, I will laugh. But, Bengals going to smash the Bears. Rams play the Cardinals. I hate everything about the Rams, dog.
Yep.
They're the detestable team that keeps sliding by because people like Sam Bradford for some godforsaken reason.
I stopped liking them that year. They kept getting close to winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, back when they used to have the greatest show on turf?
Yep.
Yeah.
Stopped liking them because of that.
Yeah. I just don't like the Rams the way that they hype up Sam Bradford like he good and he's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep blaming it on other shit. How many excuses is this nigga gonna get, man? Like, when can we say he's sorry? Y'all fucked up. Draft somebody else and start over. Like, we sitting here on like, what, year 4 or 5 of this experiment? All right, bro, it's not happening. It's just not gonna happen. You never gonna be good, man. Like, if he's not good this year, they really have to draft a quarterback because they went and got Tavon Austin. A rookie wide receiver that is very talented. I would have drafted him in my fantasy keeper league. But Sam Bradford's his quarterback. So, no, I'm good. Thanks. Don't need to be part of that shit show. The Cardinals. I'm kind of excited about the fact that Larry Fitzgerald finally has an NFL starting quarterback in Carson Palmer. But I'm not that excited because Carson Palmer's still not good.
I've had him before, too. No. Yeah,
so. But good for Larry Fitzgerald. Stay away from the backfield for the Cardinals. And Richardson for the Rams could be a sleeper running back. But I just can't afford to watch that team. Sorry, they are terrible. And I think the Cardinals will beat the Rams because the Rams are terrible.
I agree with that.
They lost Amendola, too. So, yeah, who they going to throw it to?
And they got some ugly jerseys.
Oh, jerseys so ugly. And I'm sorry, people from St. Louis. It's not personal. 49ers play the Packers. The 49ers are favored in this shit because they at home and they got Kaepernick and he got touch on the ball. They picked up
favored over the Packers.
Yeah, they're at home. They played. They picked up Anquan Boldin in the offseason.
Okay.
I ain't buying that one. My gut feeling is just the Packers are going to beat them.
Yes, they are. I would be shocked if it's the other way, but the Packers are going to win this one.
I'm going with San Fran, though.
Okay.
And the reason why is because Aaron Rodgers is going to have to play. He's going to have to play low-key this season because his best friend, Ryan Braun, is playing baseball players on steroids.
Yeah, he don't want nobody to ask him about it.
He can't be in the limelight.
Okay.
He can't.
I like that angle, man. I like that. I'm going to say the 49ers will lose. Because they can't be in the limelight because their defensive players hate gay people and they live in San Francisco. And
publicly said that.
Yeah, you know. And that's something that you can't say. It's the reason they lost the Super Bowl.
Right, but see, that was last year, so they don't mind this year.
Well, Ryan Braun was last year, too, that he had this defense of him. I just think I think the karma gonna linger over. I think hating gay people is more of a big thing than steroids now because steroids are so common. You know what I'm saying? Well, we'll see. I mean, we're allowed to disagree. Yeah. I'm going with the Packers. You're going with the 49ers. And I'm going with the 49ers losing and you're going with the Packers losing. And yep. I can see it either way. And the Cowboys play the Giants.
I hate both of these teams.
Is there a possibility that like both buses could collide on the way to the arena.
Right. Like this is the arena that I want Bane to destroy.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, he blowing up
at this game.
Yes. I would love for him to show up. Such a beautiful singing voice.
Yep.
I was like,
yep. Just not the fans, but he could kill the fans too, because they are Giants and Cowboy fans. But
just, you know, Jerry Jones owner box. That's all.
Yep.
Yeah, the Cowboys played the Giants. It's at the Cowboys. It's Sunday night football. And man, can I not pick this? I think I'm just not gonna pick this. I'm sorry, man. I hate y'all. I don't know what to tell y'all. If it was the Eagles, y'all hate us too. The next game I'm gonna talk about, y'all about to hate. So I just say that Rod hates both of us and wish we could both lose. Yep. I would love to see a tie here.
I was gonna say their game will end in a tie.
Yeah. Fantasy wise, Romo, I hate.
Don't.
He's a good fantasy quarterback, but he has those games.
He's so frustrated.
He'll get you 10 points.
And the thing about Romo is this, because I had him 1 year, and I think I kind of put him kind of sort of on my semi-don't draft list. Because the thing about Romo is that I watched the Cowboys play, but I ain't never really watched the Cowboys play. I don't know if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But when you're watching Tony Romo, and you watch him go down the field and then throw a pick right before a touchdown, or you sit there and you watch him fumble, or you watch him, you be like, fuck you, nigga. Come on.
I wanted to be so rude and tell you we talking about the Cowboys too much.
Yeah.
That's how much I hate them. Like, I almost was like, Karen, it's the Cowboys. We don't need to discuss.
No, I'm talking about fantasy-wise.
Well, yeah. Fantasy-wise, the thing with Romo is this. Even during his good games, he'll get you 20 points.
Yes, he will.
During his bad games, he'll get you 20 points. It's just what he does.
How you get there.
The problem I have with Romo is he doesn't get me 30, 40 points nearly enough to justify watching this shit. Like,
the receivers won't do anything either.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? Dez Bryant is being drafted as like the number two receiver.
I believe that.
I don't see it.
It's because he has huge fucking gloves. Not hands. Gloves.
I'm gonna tell you what. You know what it is.
He played with them clown gloves.
You know what it is. He is that kid that says he's gonna get his life together, and people believe in it. Why now?
Y'all fell for this?
They made him a captain of the team. He gonna be the number two receiver in the NFL now.
Do you know who his quarterback is, dog?
Yeah.
Do you see what I see?
So y'all didn't notice that before they announced it, he had already had his own seamstress.
Right.
Put the C on his jersey because he likes the C on his jerseys.
He put not to mention he probably put them gloves on his mama's face.
Right.
So
I don't know if you guys noticed those gloves don't fit like that extra, extra large. He wears a small, like this, like he that dude. It got stickum on his gloves.
And of course the Giants, Giants fantasy players that I like that running back, David Wilson. I think he'll be great because he's fast as shit. And not as small as CJ Spiller. At least I don't believe. But he also is a little injury prone. So there's that. And I hate Eli Manning. As a fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, Eli got that Eli face.
Yeah, well, not just that, but Eli is Matt Ryan level to me. Where fantasy wise, he always has that low and you have to live through it before.
Yeah, you do.
And it's, you know,
you know why I don't like Eli? Because every time when it comes around about his coach potentially getting fired, he never stands up for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's never like, but I got rings because of him. Because he was an ass.
Yep, that's true. He did install that discipline and shit. Monday Night Football, Redskins play the Eagles.
Yeah, buddy.
Obviously, I got the Eagles winning this by 15, 20 points. I feel like that running gun Chip Kelly offense is going to be the shit. People been sleeping on it. I think everybody on the team is draftable. whether it's Mike Vick, Deshaun Jackson. I have Riley Cooper McCoy. In several leagues.
I thought about drafting him.
LeSean McCoy, I think, is draftable. But if you get LeSean McCoy, get Bryce Brown, too. Cause you're gonna wanna get, you know, in case he gets hurt, you wanna have that another dude that can just step up and be the man. And was anything else I left out? Oh, and I actually like the tight end this year. Selleck. Cause, I feel like they're gonna throw a lot more to the tight end. So I'm expecting, the Redskins to get smashed. As far as the Redskins, RG3, man, one of the top quarterbacks in the league, man, I think everybody should, not be worried about his knee at all. Like, and, you know, if you are worried, maybe you go quarterback again in five rounds, get you Stafford or somebody like that. But yeah, I like me some RG3. I actually like Fred Davis a lot this year.
Yep. Garcon, he might not play, though.
I like Pierre Garcon a lot. Why he might not play? He got hurt again?
Questionable. I was looking at their stuff earlier. Questionable.
Man, he's starting with that shit already, dude.
I was like, yeah, you've been had 3 weeks to chill out.
What's nothing was worse than last year when he got hurt week one after killing these niggas and was questionable for like 9 weeks in a row. I was like, is he back yet? He's going to give it a try. And nope, he's not back. Nope.
Okay, because if that's a standard thing, and I was like, he questionable, but he always end up playing.
Nah, man, he did this shit last year. I swear it felt like this nigga didn't play for like 10 weeks.
Because end of the season, he was there.
Yeah, but that questionable shit was serious, dude. I love his potential, though. I feel like he could be the man. Yep. But yeah, I mean, let's be honest, guys. It's at the Redskins at home. They're favored by 3.5. The Eagles were a clusterfuck last year. But I just feel like without Andy Reid, it boosts us up 10 extra points. Like, I think what we saw last year was a team that quit on their coach. And the team had talent, but they were like, not for you. So if they're willing to play for Chip Kelly, I think the Eagles will be more competitive than they were last year, and people gonna stop laughing at us. How about that?
Can I give a random crazy stat? Has nothing to do with either one of these games. Mm-hmm. So there's tickets available at all the games that we talked about.
Yeah,
and the cheapest happens to be St. Louis. You mm-hmm. can get your ticket $15. The most expensive, ironically, is the Chicago game. Really? At $140.
Really?
You live in Chicago now. It's expensive out there. Just
but it's like Chicago versus
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
They don't care right. Nothing about that. They're like, nigga, you in Chicago, pay.
$140 tickets available still.
Must come with a cheapest. Not get shot fee.
Cheapest. I hope so.
The Indianapolis game tickets $21. Shocking.
The Texans play the Chargers. Aaron Foster, dog.
All day.
Aaron Foster, Andre Johnson. I really like that rookie they got, Hopkins.
I like their quarterback.
Yeah, I actually like him too. I would get him late if I were drafting him at all. But Matt Schaub is dope. But I actually like his backup better than him because he went to Carolina. That's Tiberius mm-hmm. James Yates. I fucks with him heavy. And if at any point he gets in these games, expect my Twitter line to be sicing him really hard. and I do enjoy giving him different names for his initials every week. And lastly, the Chargers don't take anybody on this team. And I expect the Texans to beat the Chargers. All right, man, let's move into other shit. Lamar Odom checked out of rehab after one day.
It got fixed that quick?
Well, it's voluntary rehab, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what people don't know, and I got this from Dat Tall, Black Sports Online. What people don't know about voluntary rehab is you can leave whenever the fuck you want.
Oh, it's not the kind where you have to stay through the whole treatment.
Now, keep in mind, his people were saying he didn't even have a drug problem last week.
Yep. Said it was fine.
So why did you go to rehab at all? One day or not?
Here's the thing. I think he probably would have stayed, but he was requesting to get a room, his own personal room built, just like when Tiger Woods went to rehab. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't do it. He was like, all right, listen, man, y'all don't get this room built by tomorrow, I'm gonna be out. They're like, but Lamar, we need to negotiate with contractors.
I just feel like if you are dating a Kardashian, it makes you want to do drugs.
Oh, Lord, that's not good.
It must. I mean, they got in one fight, and the nigga was missing for 72 hours, and it was on every single news outlet ever.
It's the fact that Khloe can't have children. Mm-hmm. And he's upset about this. He got children with all his other baby mamas.
Do we know for a fact she can't have children, or are you just saying that?
No, they talk about it on the show.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, you just bring that up out of nowhere? Like, that was, I was like, that's diabolical.
I mean, it is random, but it was like 3 seasons ago when they had their own TV show.
Mm-hmm.
She kept talking about the fact she's doing everything to get pregnant. She wants to have Lamar Odom child.
Oh.
She even tried to make Lamar take care of his own children that he already has. And the baby mama was like, nah, you ain't get my kids now. And you ain't been trying to be the father in their life.
Just damn.
Have some kids with that white bitch is what she said.
Ooh, I didn't know all that shit was going on that show.
Yep, I love me some juicy gossip.
Well, speaking of juicy gossip, this nigga already out of rehab. So,
He probably thought he could get better drugs there.
He just went to rehab to ask for the hookup.
Right, he needed some new connects.
Yeah.
So he was like, he just went down and was like, so who you go to? Who do you go to?
I forgot to mention for my gambling people, I want to start a new segment. I'm going to call it my double-sided dildo triple lock of the week.
Oh, Lord.
And this is, for all my gamblers, I guarantee this will pay for you. Just take the Bengals -3 at the Bears. A lot of people don't know that the Bengals have never lost a game when TKO from the High Five Starter podcast doesn't talk about the Lakers in a week of the show.
Oh, snap.
And he did not talk about the Lakers last week. So that's a little inside information for y'all. Don't tell everybody where you got that from. A study showed that when NFL teams lose, fans get fatter.
Who got money for this?
Ain't people just large in our country in general?
Well,
who had the money to pay for this?
Somebody did.
It explains a lot, though, because I'm an Eagles fan, and I'm fat. So it makes sense to me. One day after a defeat, Americans eat 16% more saturated fat, 10% more calories. But one day after a victory of their favorite team, it's the opposite. They eat more healthily. They eat 9% less saturated fat, 5% fewer calories. There's no effect on cities without a team or with a team that didn't play. Interesting.
Also, you good on bye weeks?
Yeah.
I just want to know who had the money to give for this study. Who? And we know the NFL not paying for it.
They don't even want to pay for concussion studies.
Right. So we know who spent their money on this.
If the NFL did the study, it wouldn't be out to 2035. We're still looking into it.
Who authorized this?
Yeah, it was the Academic Journal of Psychological Science.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. All right. The NFL. We talked last week about that $765 million settlement,
mm-hmm.
and we were like, "God damn, that's a lot of money."
Wasn't enough.
They were actually wanted to settle at first for $2 billion,
and that sounds more reasonable. And the reason why is because y'all make a lot of money off these players, a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's insulting that they have to sue you for you to take care of these players. And then the thing about it, $750 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you talk about some people that got shit that they're gonna deal with for the rest of their life or got illnesses that are hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars of care. So that billion sounds like, to me personally, a more appropriate number.
You know, the thing is, it also speaks to the level of fact of how fans in general support the owners and not the players.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that mentality of, he's the boss. You need to do what he tells you to do.
But you
play for $300,000 or shut up. Like, you rich. You're a football player. You should be happy you're making $300,000.
And I just rail against people. I can't talk to people that think like that because you won't apply that to your own life. So I can't talk to you. Like people who had that mentality, it's like if you go on your job and your boss be like, you know what, I'm going to cut you today. What do you mean cut you? No, you know what? I feel like what you're doing is not sufficient. I'm not renewing your contract. Get out. I'm not, you know, are you go and swipe your badge and it don't work and you look like, what the fuck?
I feel like that's exactly what happened to me.
Hey, can you imagine negotiating Karen's raise as her boss?
Hey, well, I know the get cut situation is exactly how I got laid off.
Yeah, I mean,
just imagine Karen as your, And you doing her performance review, and you're like, well, you know, yeah. I noticed you've been on time every day except for three times this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And that's cause you guys were doing construction in the front.
And the sad part about it is that I've been in mm-hmm. them conversations, and I'm looking at you like, what the fuck is we talking about
and
here?
Then, well, I noticed you don't get along with a lot of your coworkers. You keep headphones on during the day.
I do.
So we're just going to give you a 10-cent raise. Nigga, I will cut you if you think this going to be enough. I can just imagine that. And whoa, wait, we don't need this. Sit down. Hold on. What are you going to your bag for?
So, did y'all know that Jared Selinger apparently got a domestic violence charge, like last week or something?
Who he beating on?
Yeah, well, see, what had happened was.
What had happened?
Yeah, he entered a not guilty plea, so there's that, but.
Cause isn't he a coach?
No, he's a player. Jared Selinger is Sully for the Celtics. He went to Ohio State, got drafted to the Celtics, he had back problems and stuff, but he's been playing there for a couple years now. According to the state, he pinned his girlfriend to the bed, pushed her, and then grabbed her cell phone when she attempted to call police. The argument was allegedly over infidelity, and the state claimed that the victim had red marks on her chest.
I don't know why I was thinking that was the coach for them.
Selinger reportedly flew to Ohio following the alleged charges, but came back to turn himself in Tuesday morning. The judge set bail at $5,000 despite Selinger's lawyer's wishes. They requested no bail, arguing that Selinger and the alleged victim were longtime sweethearts that met while he played basketball at Ohio State. Let me tell you something about you guys that out here cheating, okay?
I think she was the one
cheating. Well, you get caught, because let's be honest, he was cheating.
She was the one cheating.
Nah, you could tell.
That's why he threw her phone.
You could tell by the way that the argument went, he was cheating, because he tried to hold her down and keep her from the phone, and that was because she was going to call that bitch, and it was about to be on, and he can't have that.
I think he was going through seeing some other dude number in there.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do whatever you say. But here's the point. If you are, for people that are cheating, you gotta be cold about getting caught. You can't be Chris Brown and all these niggas that beat up their woman cause they got caught cheating. You can't be that dude, man. You're the one with all the money and everything to fucking lose in these relationships. You just gotta play it cool, like, no, I'm not cheating. And that's it. If she wanna explain, you don't wanna talk about it no more. You gotta leave. You gotta go. You don't feel like discussing it. Clam up and walk the fuck away. What you can't be doing is trying to prove your love by yelling at her, putting your hands on her, holding her down. Not cause it's not gonna help. You ain't doing nothing but making evidence.
Yes,
people hearing all this yelling and shit now. Your girl got red marks on her. The phone's getting broke. Like, the fuck is wrong with y'all? Just get caught and be like, I got caught. The fuck? Like, I'm just never gonna admit it. The thing about it is, if you don't admit it, most women, since they do require some type of evidence, will just be fucked up. Cause you can lie about anything. That, you know, well, who the fuck is it? That's just a friend. You know, I'm a caller right now. Don't touch my phone. I'll give me your phone. Will she get the phone? Fine. You got my phone. I'm leaving. That's it. Get your stuff and get out. It's his shit. I guarantee it's his shit. I fucking bet money. He pays all the rent. They ain't married. They're not even married. He should just be like, police. I got a squatter on my shit. She gotta get the fuck out. If you get to the point where you gotta put hands on somebody, what's the point of cheating?
You've already lost.
Why were you cheating in the first place if you care about this person to the point where you need to put your hands on them?
He should have brought that up in the beginning. He should have just been like, bitch, after that $200 date, you don't have the right to question me.
Yeah, get out. That's what I don't understand is, cause, and I'm not trying to say that this is the right way to handle shit and this is good. I'm saying you're already a cheater. You're already the one with all the money and you're not going to stop. You don't give a fuck. Why don't you just have a contingency of the day that you get caught, you have a plan of what you're going to do. I don't understand how many dudes cheat and then their game plan is I'm never going to get caught. If you're a cheater, your game plan should be, I know I will be caught at some point. How am I going to handle it? That's it. And everybody's game plan, in my opinion, should be to shut down, leave the premises. And if you are the dude that has like a girlfriend living with you, or police, she gotta go. She going through my stuff. I don't appreciate it. She gotta go, man. She's not, I'm rescinding her right to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Her name ain't on the lease. I pay all the rent.
Yep.
That's some true blood shit.
And everybody,
yeah, you're just a guest, honestly. Yeah.
And everybody's gonna be like, on, you know, ballerblocker.com, Jed Sellinger is a bitch. He's a fucked up dude. But the average person in real life will never hear about that.
And you know what else? The next hoe will know her place.
Yeah.
You can even put a, you can even put a picture wall up like used to be here.
Right.
You know how you go some places and they be like, do not take checks from this person.
Right.
Like he could have a wall of like hoes and be like, do not allow this bitch in my house. And yeah, his other NFL friends would know her face and be like, oh, I can't let her in my place either.
This is another reason that I would never cheat, because in order to be a cheater, you need to not love the person you're cheating on. Like you really need to be willing to let them go at any point.
But and I'm out.
Yeah, that's where people fuck up, is that they really do care about the person they cheating on. They just don't care enough not to fuck some other chick. So then when they get caught, they be trying to make it right. That's the fuck up. That's the fucked up move. It's too late. You can't make it right immediately like that.
Now, see, don't listen to Rod, y'all. Once you get the woman to love you and care about you, then you go cheat. Don't cheat during the beginning phases where you still trying to cuff her. Dude, after she says, I love you.
They were long time sweethearts.
Right. Like when you got years in, you can definitely cheat then.
But they got years in and this nigga went to jail. I'm telling y'all, you can't care if you're going to cheat. It's got to be people you don't care about. Well, you can just be like, look, you caught me. Get the fuck out.
Nah.
Like you know, it was, I hope you happy. Now you don't have nowhere to stay.
And you can even, as an athlete, he can even blame it on the culture. He doesn't even have to take responsibility for his cheating. He can blame it. He can cheat and blame it on the culture. And she loves you. The worst she going to do is leave or break her heart.
This is what happens when Justin doesn't watch Snap like I do.
I watch Snap. I love Snap.
I watch Snap every day.
I like Snap First 48. I love it.
Listen, fuck First 48. I'm talking exclusive.
Have you
Snap.
Seen Almost Got Away With It?
No, listen. Snap is better than all that shit.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, yeah. I like watching them all.
Okay, yeah. I specialize in Snap. Okay. I don't give a fuck about those other shows. Snap is the one that's the most interesting, cause women kill when they love.
95% of the time. Listen.
They will kill you, man.
I was on the show when you did the regular show when we did a Snap episode.
Yeah, dude.
I love Snap.
I'm saying, this kind of shit is how you get on Snap, man. Like, she lived there.
People's emotions get
involved. You getting caught all sloppy. You got a domestic on your hands. Like, this is a get out of jail free card for her. She could kill him and be one of those special episodes where they be like, the judge took into account that there was domestic violence and she only had to serve 36 months in jail.
I don't think
when they be going out and they show that, like, they always show like
show
that.
The close up picture of their eyes.
Yeah, and did they show that like text, because it'd be like do 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 don don, and then it'll be like she was let out after 36 months. She ended up getting the house and the car. Don don.
I love the faraway picture. They in a nice Sunday outfit, looking friendly,
mm-hmm.
pretty smile. Then they do the close up. Yes. It just be the bridge of the nose and the eyes.
I love, and then they switch it to black and white.
Yep.
I also love that first 10 minutes where they just show the happy pictures of them together.
Yes.
They be like,
oh, happy and friendly.
It be cropped out.
Jared Sellinger came to Ohio State, a skinny freshman from Montana,
and they talked to one of her professors. Well, as far as I knew, I didn't know anything was wrong.
Yeah, they talked to one of her friends and shit, like, oh, they were so in love right away. She just loved going out with him, and they would spend hours together just talking on the phone. And then after 10 minutes of how great you are, then they go, but there was another side to Jared Sellinger that nobody knew about. Girl, he was cheating.
Tammy was going through this all by herself. She suffered in silence.
Right.
Through his abuse.
That's when she told me about the abuse. Yeah, one night she caught him. She went through his phone. He threw her on the bed, pinned her down, and threw her phone and said, you can't leave me. I'm Jared Sullinger, bitch. Then she called the police.
Here's what I don't understand, too. Why don't these athletes have codes on their phones that their wife can't crack? Because especially as a football player, you learn so many plays that sneak codes and this and that that you like, rear 85, that means fall down on the ground. Well, how the fuck is that rear 85 and you fall on the ground?
Not to get too philosophical, man, but I think dudes that cheat want to get caught. So it's just, they can't help it. They don't, it's subconscious. Like,
man, you put one of them playbook codes as your password, she's never catching, she's never figuring that out.
Even the fact that you have a password is going to be suspect enough. Like, dudes be overthinking it. So if I password protect my phone, then she know I got something to hide. Then it's like, yeah, but you do have something to hide, so you should probably password protect your phone.
Yep.
Like, it makes sense to me to hide it, but they be like, nah, see, that's what a cheater would do. It's like, nigga, you the cheater.
I got face recognition on my phone. She can't get in my phone. Yeah. She just sticks a picture up right to the front list.
It don't matter. It literally doesn't matter. You will get caught. I think niggas just, is the other thing too is releasing semen makes you sloppy. it's like how dudes get caught with the dudes that are like, my girl hates when I watch pornography. She came in and caught me the other day. It's like, how'd she catch you? I left the DVD in the, it's like, yeah, cause you bust that nut and then your mind be like, I just want a sandwich and a nap.
She noticed the new bottle of lubrication.
Right. But when you
bust. It's your normal condom.
Right. But now you're fucking a whole entire other person. That shit takes time and energy and dedication, man. Cause even jump offs is a kind of a relationship.
You know, how do you hide the condoms? Like it's, like right. I couldn't show up at the house with condoms and
if they using them.
I hope they use, but for me, I can't show up at the house and Turk be like, man, where these condoms come from?
They don't use condoms. Or, gets pregnant.
A lot of them don't, or maybe they tell the girl to have the condoms. It doesn't matter. The point being, you're going to end up doing something for the jump off that you shouldn't be doing, and it's going to start, and that's where you start fucking up. Can you just take me to the store real quick? Oh, man, you know, I'll take you to the store. I'm trying to fuck anyway. Next thing you know, you got a trail of evidence. That's how it starts. Can you just buy me a phone? You know what? We should get separate phones that, you know. And now your girl like, what? What is this new ringtone? Like, it's always something, man. So, yeah, this nigga got caught cheating and putting hands on somebody not going to help.
You think her screenshot when she called was a picture of her pussy?
Who knows? Who knows? Her ringtone was probably something about fucking a chick on the side, you know?
Yep.
It probably was like SWV or something. She was like, what is this shit? The Suns have dropped Michael Beasley.
I saw that and I was not surprised.
This dude must be crazy as a bag of cats, dude. This is the NBA, not the NFL. They bought out the final 2 years of his contract just for him not to be on the team.
Right.
Oh, that's serious. What did he do? Come in and just burn the room?
He did what he has always done his entire life as a basketball player.
Be crazy?
Smoke weed.
He got caught smoking weed in August again.
Oh, they was like, fuck this. You got to get off the team.
But it's no side effects.
Yeah.
It's no anything negative. With marijuana.
They pay him to get off the team, dog.
Oh, that's serious.
Let's read an email that we got for Balls Deep last week.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, that's right.
Listen to feedback.
Mm-hmm. Let me find. Rod Was Right is the title of this email. But for my boy Lionel, he says, not that I doubted you when you said the Johnny Football scrutiny was rooted in the fact that his head coach was a black man. But I at least thought it would take some time before they started to take shape. Mm-mm. I didn't even have to wait one game. I know you don't watch college football, but this Saturday, Johnny got a few unsportsman conduct. Oh, I did see them GIFs.
Mm-hmm.
Conduct penalties this Saturday for basically responding to shit talking from another team. By shit talking, it was quality shit talking, by the way. So, of course, afterwards, the media took to its normal. He's out of control. They need to sit him down rhetoric. However, some analysts take it even deeper. I started to hear Kevin Sumlin is doing a bad job coaching this kid, and Kevin Sumlin can't control this kid. But I knew it was game time when I heard one analyst, can't remember who, say if Charlie Strong, another black football coach, was Johnny Manziel's coach, he wouldn't be behaving like this. Mm-hmm. Now, for me, there are a few better ways to question the credibility and competence of a black man than to talk about how another black man can do the job better than you can. I hope that Kevin Sumlin's case, for his case, that he continues to win games, because as soon, and I mean the very minute Texas A&M starts losing this season, they will start putting the full court press on Kevin Sumlin's ability to quote unquote coach his team and Johnny Football. Just thought I'd update you guys on this one. Take it easy. Thanks, Lionel.
Thank you, sweetie.
And what article did I have up next? Apparently they are saying that, there was a story saying Johnny Manziel ignored Kevin Sumlin after he got an unsportsmanlike penalty and was benched for the rest of the game. And SB Nation is saying, no, he didn't. But just the fact that it's, just keep an eye on it, guys. The fact that that was a story. Brian Urlacher said the Bears faked injuries when they played the stopped the other team's, offenses from
is
beating them.
Is this surprising?
He said, we had a guy who was designated the dive guy. He went on to acknowledge that, a coach on the sideline would simulate a swimmer's diving motion to indicate when a player would get hurt. Faking injuries to slow down offense is nothing new, although it's widely frowned upon for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Did he get a job, commentating?
Right. Cause that's what happens whenever you get one of these jobs, is that these dudes start snitching. Like, they always say something bad about that old team.
You forget the locker room code?
But I don't know where this came from. It wasn't on TV, so he's snitching for free.
Right, like, he's a little salty because he couldn't get the money he wanted.
Speaking of being a little salty, Gary Payton says John Stockton was harder to guard than Michael Jordan.
he picked up the whole jar of salt. Yeah, he's like, fuck you, throw it all.
He went got a shade tree.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, his reasoning was a little convoluted, considering it seems like he's putting more weight on the fact that Jazz and the Sides played so often. But I guess there was a video for this, and for some reason the video's not showing up on. Oh, this might have been the one that was like the player quit. So let me see if I can get the video to come back.
Here's the thing about Gary Payton.
He a hater.
I expected more out of him than that.
All right, here we go. Here's a clip, I think.
You read some headlines today because you said that John Stockton was more difficult to defend than Michael Jordan. Blasphemy to me. And you have to defend yourself, because how often do you really guard Michael Jordan?
Man, listen, if I can guard Michael Jordan one game and guard him to the fullest, I had to play John Stockton almost 13 times a year. Even if we played him 6 times in a regular season and then go a game 7s in the playoffs, he was a guy who was fundamentally sound. He would set picks. He would do the right thing. He would shoot 12 times, make 10, and all that. He was just great.
He wasn't tougher than Jordan.
Yes, he was.
You just didn't.
Yes, he was. Gary, you guys didn't Gary. Play against him. I did.
Gary, be honest.
I quit.
Gary,
hold on. He was let me ask you. Forget the clock for a second. Let me ask you this seriously, because when you say that, people are going to be like, "Are you joking me?" And they did today. A lot of people.
Right, I know a lot of people. So and I got to get enough time to explain.
Not just based off the number of times that you saw John Stockton, but you're saying that he was more fundamentally sound than Michael Jordan.
We were more athletic than he was. We were mad because he said picks and said he was dirty. If a guy comes and shoots 12 times, makes 9 of them, shoots 8 free throws and makes 7 of them, that's 20-something points and have 15 assists and 4 steals a game and works out with Karl Malone and can do it on a continuous basis, and I have to play against him 7 and 9 times a year, that is hard
Gary,
to call.
No, I believe that. Gary, let's be honest. You just didn't like playing him because he wouldn't talk back to you.
True, that's true. That's true. That's a thing, too. He wouldn't talk back to me. With Michael Jordan, he's a competitor. He's going to go back at me. That is easier for me to deny him the ball and do a lot of things.
Wow. Then he gave you 50.
Oh. He didn't give me 50. You got to read your, get your stats right, baby.
And do your homework.
Get your homework.
First of all, I fucking hate shows now that did when people talking, they play, you got guitars blaring in the background, and I got timers, and I got buzzers. This is not a game show. Am I the only one that's annoyed by, they just do everything to try to entertain people versus just giving me a conversation.
I was wondering what show this was. Like
some shit. I know some shit I don't watch.
It's definitely not on any of the major networks. Is it like one of those shows that's based out of China or something?
I personally think, what is it? PTI, who is good at it, started this trend and everybody else took it way too far. Y'all mean no harm,
well,
but like
even they don't play music behind.
That's
everything.
What I'm saying. That's why I said they took it too far. It's like they are reasonable with it. Everybody else is like, we gotta do better than them. You know what? Let's get rock and roll music in the background. I can't hear shit nobody said now.
I thought it was kind of hard to listen to too, because it was like I'm trying to listen to you talk about Michael Jordan, but I phased out halfway through because they were jamming too hard.
Yeah, they were partying to this right here in the background.
Yeah, I don't buy that Michael Jordan is easier to check than John Stockton.
Ain't that the truth?
Maybe in the fourth quarter when he was icing his knees because they blew you fucking out during the third. and you was happy about that. Like, good, I don't got to check him no more. But why is it that Gary Payton can't keep white lint out of his head?
He can't. It's impossible.
Like, he is at an age where he should have it under control by now.
Also, that says a lot about the new Fox One TV shows, that they don't have a lint guy.
Like, come they don't, on now, that should be their job.
They don't have a dude that just goes, you got a little something on your head, dog. Hold on.
Like I expect at some point Paul Pierce will have that white salt in the corner of his mouth under control after he's retired. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, interviews when he's in his 40s, I don't imagine him having the white salt.
I also like that.
That should be somebody's job.
I also like that he's like, come on, check the stats. He didn't give me 50. It's like, what are you, 40?
I mean, come on.
It's Michael Jordan. I guarantee Stockton ain't never give you Michael Jordan numbers.
Come on, dog.
The only problem that, the only way I can see someone arguing that Stockton's hard to check to Jordan is that you have to play ball denial on Stockton and they run all those picks for him.
Yep.
The problem is, the reason they don't do, you can't do ball denial on Jordan, it's because he's still going to find a way to get the ball, and he's still going to bust your ass. So he don't need 37 picks to bust your ass.
I will say this, though. Yeah. From a whole entire different perspective.
Yeah.
If I'm at the Y and I'm checking a guy like John Stockton, I don't want to check him. I would rather check the guy like Jordan, because you know what? I know on my team, though, he is going to light me up, and I'm cool with that.
Right.
I can actually chill out and relax a little bit. But I can't let a guy like John Stockton come in the gym and get buckets on me.
Yeah, it is. And it is worse.
I can't have it. I can't go to the sideline and listen to Rod being like, Jay, that dude hits you up for 6 points.
And he got them coochie cutter shirts on, son.
I can't explain this nigga ran around picks. He got them with shooting. Like, you already know his jumper wet. He got the YMCA jumper.
Be like, did you see them socks, dog? Did you see them socks? Are you going to let him beat you like this?
Like, I was just letting him shoot, and he just kept hitting. I don't know why I kept expecting for a buzzer or something to ding while I was talking. But I don't want to. I would rather check Jordan, though.
Yeah.
But easier to check? No. Just I would prefer to check him.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good segment. Time to move on to something else. That was whatever, nigga. Hating. Jay-Z selling half his shares to Jason Kidd. So that means he got
1.16.
132. Congratulations. Heat players get fitted for their championship rings. Congratulations, dog. I guess we know what LeBron's mama boyfriend gonna be wearing.
One on each hand now.
Did you hear about this, Justin?
I thought it was an untrue rumor spread by Twitter, but apparently it's facts.
It's pictures and everything, my nigga. He got pictures with LeBron facts. Kids.
Can you imagine being able to call LeBron your son?
Why does he have a picture wearing a fucking championship ring that is clearly LeBron James?
Dude. Yo, he been on Instagram going crazy.
That's what they saying.
Young niggas will tell on the pussy. They don't care.
That's why I told Professor LCH, ain't nothing wrong with them young boys, but you know, they don't keep secrets.
He's trying to be on that mom POV, dog.
Now, here's the thing, though. It makes me believe all of the jokes about Delonte West.
Yeah.
Like, whereas before they was just jokes, I didn't really believe them.
Delonte West still denying that shit.
Right.
But now?
I don't believe what he said anymore. I believe that he was
maybe smashing. Delonte just got class. And we think he's crazy, but maybe he's like, even my crazy ass got too much class to talk about this man's mom. But not Lambo. He a rapper, and he, you heard any of his music, Justin?
Nope. But has he actually even been in LeBron's house too?
He got pictures of with his kids, dog, with LeBron and his kids.
Nah, come LeBron there too.
Here's some of his music, man.
Excuse me.
He having sex with LeBron James' mama.
As LeBron is a
no
man.
No to all that.
Paying all the bills.
And the thing about it is that, I don't know, maybe it's just me. It's one of those things where he just not, I don't know, maybe discreet people don't give a fuck about that no more. Discretion. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just one of those things where, dude, I don't care about you dating my mom. It's like, fuck, don't be posting pics and putting shit up everywhere.
Yeah.
I can't comment on, I refuse to talk about LeBron's mom.
No, it's not wrong with talking about.
But for LeBron,
that's what I'm saying. It's not wrong with talking about her. You know, put it like this. This is the thing. She's a story because of him.
I'm just saying that myself growing up in a house where my father wasn't in the house, LeBron can check that. He can make that dude disappear.
Here's the problem, man.
He can check that.
The problem is this. It's not the dude. It's his mama.
Yeah.
I recognize
his mama
that.
Is just so wild. You know what I mean? Like, it's
you
the.
You should choose better.
Like, it's just the difference. Like.
I refuse to talk about that man.
Look, man, that's your right. Yeah. You don't have to talk about shit. Yeah,
but I will.
I'm just saying, she's the same person that jacked up a motherfucking valet.
Right.
Acting ignorant and shit.
And ratchet.
She's the same person that tried to act like she was going to fight at an NBA game. LeBron know he got one of them mamas, man. Mm-hmm. He can't do shit about it. It's blood. He love her. She raised him. This is just his life.
Hook her up with a nice white man.
It doesn't matter. She
that
don't
live
want that.
In Australia.
She don't want that.
She can
want,
smoke all she want.
She want young Lambo. She want a young rich nigga with attitude.
Man, LeBron has to dead that.
This is what she wants. It's nothing you can do
LeBron
today.
LeBron got to buy a new watch, something. I don't know.
It don't matter. His mama won't be happy. Because
for an ignorant motherfucker like this, there's nothing better than this. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing better LeBron's going to offer him, in his opinion, than I'm fucking LeBron James' mother, which is sad.
Yeah.
This nigga's all on Instagram and shit, flexing, talking about fucking your mom, dog.
And it makes it a story when his mama could be as ratchet as hell as she want to be. It's just one of those things where it's like, well, damn, can you pick somebody that can keep, that won't run their mouth about
you?
He's
wearing LeBron jewelry.
That's disrespectful.
LeBron gotta handle that.
Man.
I'm not even saying he has to be physical with him. Like LeBron, you know rich white people that know how to make black people disappear,
man,
and never be seen again.
You sound like some Aaron Hernandez.
you do.
No.
So just get implicated in a possible murder, kidnapping, whatever.
No, I'm saying get white people that can make these restraining orders magically pop up, and anytime he near your mom or your kids or whoever, he gonna do 30 days. That's all I'm saying.
That ain't gonna work.
Well, good luck, man. I hope he.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she a grown ass woman. She ran off
with
that dude.
Good luck, but she's your mama, and she decides what she wants to do.
And
she says, I want to be around this dude, she gonna be around him. Ain't shit you can do about it. It's your mama, not your daughter.
I'm making it happen.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm making it happen.
Riley Cooper.
LeBron can't make it happen. I'm making it happen.
Riley Cooper got yoked up by Kerry Williams, the cornerback for the Eagles, in practice the other day.
Yeah. Did Williams call him a nigga?
I don't know what happened, but just remember, nothing to see here according to everybody in the media. Had nothing to do with the nigger comment at all.
They had a wreck and the cops stood out there like, nothing to see here, keep traffic moving.
And let's be clear, this is the first fight that the cameras caught.
Right. Just know this.
Oh yeah, this ain't the first fight.
The fact that the media universally said it had nothing to do with the N-word, that tells you it had everything to do with that.
And Williams is a little dude too.
It's not like they had another reason. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they said, well, it was because of this. They just said, well, it's definitely not because of that. It's like, well, what the fuck is it about then? Hey, you know, actually that guy he's controversial. Did you know that, Kerry Williams actually pushed the referee once? Yeah, that's cool, but
he ain't pushed the referee now.
Yeah, but why did he fuck with Riley Cooper? Cause it's not like he beat up Deshaun Jackson. Nothing to see here. It's not about the N word. Leave. So yeah, they exchanged blows during the morning session. The scuffle between the two players is so intense. Several players had to get in between Cooper and Williams to break up the fight. There's video of it and shit. I don't know if you guys have seen the video, but,
they asking for you to play it in the chat room.
Okay. See if I can find a link to it. Yeah, it's just sound, but I'll put the link in the chat room. But yeah, it's just it was a scuffle. It got broken up. Players got involved to help it out, but yeah, clearly something happened.
And something may have been
said. And Kerry Williams decided to joke him up. We'll see what happens after this. Just think about it this way. Other players on other teams have even less reason to not fuck him up.
Well, he can fight and beat all of the niggas, so.
Yeah, he did.
It's more than three of them.
He don't mind this.
Right, I hope he realizes more than three out there, right?
This is what he wanted. He said he could beat every nigga, so. This is what happens when you get your wish.
I don't think he's actually meant a nigger.
Right. Well.
Quote unquote nigger, yeah.
Cam Newton is team captain of the Panthers. Nothing to see here. ESPN is coming to Xbox One. NFL.com fantasy football will also be on Xbox 360 now.
Woo-hoo!
So that might be a reason a lot of people might move to NFL instead of ESPN.
And Derek was talking about that. That's when they said they had to run in streams and shit like that.
What I hope is that ESPN takes a hint from this because they're already on the Xbox, and they're going to be on Xbox One. I hope they take a hint and they start adding that fantasy football stuff to it.
Come on, dog.
Where you can just keep that in the corner of your screen while you play games.
Yes.
Scrolling at the bottom.
Ray Lewis back in the news.
Yes. Pastor Lewis. Yes.
Your Ray Lewis has been a big hit, by the way, on these internet streets. I don't know if you know.
People
love the Ray Lewis.
Oh, I appreciate that.
The Baltimore Ravens led by 22 when the lights went out in the Superdome during Super Bowl, whatever number that was. Ray Lewis is convinced that the bizarre occurrence was far from a coincidence. That's right. Now he's a conspiracy theorist. On the Ravens America's Game documentary, Lewis hinted without much subtlety that the power outage may have been a ploy to help the Niners regroup.
Oh, so it didn't all leave with Beyonce's hair?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna accuse nobody of nothing because I don't know facts. But you're a $1 zillion company and your lights go out? No. No way. You cannot tell me somebody wasn't sitting there, and when they say the Ravens about to blow them out, man, we better do something. That's a huge shift in any game. In all seriousness, First of all, I like that he added in all seriousness, like there's a time where he be joking.
Like,
oh no, he's serious.
Prior to that, he wasn't serious.
Has anybody ever seen a clip of Ray Lewis telling a joke?
I haven't.
Ever? I've never seen a clip of this dude be like, haha, I'm just messing with you.
Not even when they was following him and his family around that,
yeah.
For that show he had.
He says, and as you see how huge it was because it let them right back in the game. So, yeah, Ray Lewis think it's a conspiracy, dog, to keep that game close.
He didn't say, but the high power?
Nah, I was looking for a quote where he's like, but the Lord wouldn't let him do it to us, but no.
No Jesus in there?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that. What?
Yep.
Nah.
Apparently Tom Brady is bashing Johnny Manziel now. What a class act. I guess it's the Patriots way. Anything you got to say about Aaron Hernandez? Oh, nothing? Okay. He says he, Johnny Manziel, probably been the best athlete in his high school class and his elementary school class. So when you look across the ball, you have respect for those guys and treat them with respect. Football is a physical game. And as New England's Patriots owner Bob Kraft would say, if you're a turd, it's going to come back to you. Well, Tom Brady, you guys were turds when y'all cheated.
Ain't that the truth?
Did that come back to you? Aaron Hernandez was in your locker room. You didn't say a word to him.
Nobody from that organization said shit. Yeah.
You know, wouldn't it be crazy if Patriots draft Johnny Manziel?
Mm-hmm. It would be nice.
You think Peyton will sabotage his career while he does? Do things to make sure he doesn't take his job? Because, you know.
Peyton who, Manning?
I mean, not Peyton, but Tom Brady. Cause, okay. Because you know, Tom Brady get kind of up there.
He is getting up there, man.
It's time for his replacement.
Well, it's speaking of it being time, it's also time for this. Hey, Mamba. This week in Mamba is brought to you by bitter bitch nigga Tracy McGrady. Unlike Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady says he would have got along fine with Shaq.
Really?
He must have went on the GNA show to say this bullshit.
You can't even get along with your own cousin.
Yeah, you couldn't get along with Vince. And you just forgot the other half of getting along with Shaq, which is Shaq.
Ain't that the truth?
Shaq never got along with anybody. He shits on everybody. The only nigga he ever liked and didn't shit on, he just did to get back at Kobe Bryant because he's that petty. Yep. When Dwayne Wade won the NBA Finals MVP, Shaq went out of his fucking way to grab the shit from David Stern,
mm-hmm,
and then hand it to Dwayne to be like, see, Kobe, I can like somebody. It's like a dude that breaks up with his wife or his girlfriend, or she breaks up with him, and they're all up on Twitter and Facebook telling you how much they love each other. Cause you like, yeah, so your wife will see this.
He immediately left there and started shitting on, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. Well, to this day, I haven't heard Shaq say bad shit about Dwayne Wade, but even though I don't doubt it, I just might have missed it. But what I have heard is he shit on Jason Williams after that.
Pat Riley.
Yeah, dude, he's a piece of shit. How the fuck you gonna get him to agree to like you? He petty.
How you gonna shit on two of the best coaches in the game from Phil and Pat Riley?
Right. It's what he does, man. It's just what he does at this point. Stan Van Gundy shit all over him, man.
I bet you him and Jordan would have fought plenty of times.
Mm-hmm. But apparently he said... Just all these Kobe haters, man.
And this is why Trace McGrady will not make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. And this is why they wouldn't have won a championship if he took Kobe's spot, by the way.
Yeah.
Because he's just happy to be around, happy to get along. Kobe Bryant is an alpha dog. T-Mac is not. He's a wingman. He's a sis guy, but he's not an alpha dog.
No, well, he's not that dude thing. To take control.
I always wonder about that steroid vein on the side of that one arm of Tracy McGrady's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Why did, how many games do you think he missed really from
PEDs. Yeah.
From PEDs, yeah. And they just blamed it on his back.
McGrady, who recently praised Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant for being the most talented player in the league, now says if he had been on the Lakers instead of Bryant for their glory years, he would have gotten along with Shaquille O'Neal just fine.
But they wouldn't have got out the first round.
Yeah.
No, or won all those rings.
We would have had a great run, he said when asked about Shaq. I don't know how many, but I know we would have never ended it. We would never end it like it did with he and Kobe. I have a great relationship with Shaq. We would have never clashed heads like that. Two alpha dogs going at, there will always be something going on.
Did he play 1 year with Dwight? His rookie year? Didn't he get that one rookie year in?
Hold
with
on.
Dwight?
Actually, no, I don't think he did, or I don't remember, but actually, here's something. Actually, maybe he did, but this is more telling if you look at this quote. He says, we would have never clashed heads like that. Two alpha dogs going at it, there will always be something going on. So he's insinuating that he knows he ain't an alpha dog.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
Huh. That's interesting for him to admit that, because I hope he realizes that the reason that the Lakers won, despite the friction, is because Kobe was an alpha dog and they needed both of them. Shaq been with players of T-Max level of talent that weren't alpha dogs. It's not a new thing for him.
No, it's not.
They just don't ever win shit.
They sure don't.
So, that's interesting.
Because I was going to say, it would make sense if he got that first year in with Dwight. Because Dwight kind of suckerific, just like Tracy McGrady.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and
T-Mac used to average 30 points, dog. You want an alpha dog when you did that? Like, I don't know.
He was the only player. But, you know, we talk about it all the time that when you're the only guy on the team, like Gerald Wallace was on the Bobcats, it's easy to get those points. But he can't. But he not leading the team to victories. He's just getting a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he can get points. You can get points. If you, especially when you got the green, like, you can get points.
Yeah, well, this is interesting. Very interesting. And also in other Mamba news. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. Yeah, his wife going out on the town with Lala Anthony. And what I like about this is when she needs a break, she needs to get away from a man, she needs to go out on the town. She didn't go out by herself. She didn't just go get a bunch of single friends and start getting on some strange. She goes out with another basketball wife. And then they do wife stuff. And then they come their ass home. That is really good hoe control. Kobe Bryant is one of the leaders in, I mean, it's not like we didn't know this, you know, since the ring, the Colorado incident, since the filing for divorce, retracting the filing for divorce. But this is why the best stay on top, man. Kobe, if this was Michael Jordan, he would have been divorced 5 times by now.
Of course.
Because he had no control. He had no hoe control. His woman was just sitting there bleeding, waiting for the day. Kobe Bryant be like, why don't you go out with Lala? Like, he actually calls Carmelo because Vanessa's like, look, I'm getting restless in this house with these kids all damn day. You get to go out. You get to do stuff. Why don't I? When am I ever going to get to do something? Why can't he say, you know what? Hold on. I'll be right back. He called Carmelo. He said, hey, it's okay. We set up a play day for our wives.
A lot kind of busy, man. I don't know.
Yeah. Come on, man. You got to do me a favor now. Remember how I taught you how to post up whenever we played in the Olympics together?
I'm just saying, man. You know, Lala, I can't really dictate her schedule. She's the one.
I know what you're trying to say, man, but what would you be without me, man? I mean, I know she didn't even come bail you out when you got in jail, you know, and that's fucked up, but they ain't got shit to do with me. And I tell you what, man. I'll teach you the secret of how to win a championship.
Look, no, Kobe said, just give me her number.
Yeah.
I imagine Kobe being like, just let me get her number.
Yeah.
I'll talk to her.
He said, put Lala on the phone.
So I'm going to pretend to be Lala.
All right. Lala,
hey, who is it?
It's me, Kobe Bryant.
Oh, hey, Kobe.
Yeah, I know.
Hey.
Calm down.
Oh, how you doing?
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is Vanessa still there?
Oh, she here. She right here. Actually, that's why I called.
Hey, Vanessa.
Yeah,
hey,
it's girl. Not a threesome.
Hey, girl.
This time. But
why didn't you tell me this was Kobe on the phone?
Yeah, well, what I was trying to tell you though is, I need you to do me a huge favor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You want me to come suck you off?
I need you to come to LA.
You want
to
do it? Oh, you want to hit it from the back?
No, I need you to come to LA, and I need you to go out with, you still doing that, like,
Yeah, I do anal. Yes.
No, I mean, you still doing that TV show.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, I need you to
I thought you wanted to do me.
Listen, I need you to take my wife out for on the town. I need you to take her to do some lame shit, like take her to Benihana's, the circus, maybe Disney on Ice.
You gonna be there? You gonna be there?
No, I'm not gonna be. I'm gonna be getting, look, I'm gonna be doing what I do. Don't worry about what I be doing.
But in LA, and we're gonna come back to your place?
Yeah, y'all will be able to come back to the house afterwards.
Yes, I'll be there. Yes, we.
Yeah, I won't be at the house, but y'all can come back.
You want me to fly out tonight from New York?
No, that looks too suspicious. What I want you to do is wait 10 minutes, call this number back, and I'm gonna have her answer, and then you just act like you want to get up with her and take her out to Medio in West Hollywood, okay? Make sure you pose for photos. I do not want to see no niggas in them photos. I want you to call TMZ. Make sure you get photos everywhere you go so that I know what the fuck y'all was up to and I have an alibi. And that way when I'm across town, nobody knows where I'm at.
Yes, baby. I mean, yes, Kobe.
All right. Now put Mello back on the phone.
Put
Mello back on the phone. I don't have time for this shit. I got to go.
Mello. Love you, Kobe. Mello. He left out so we can talk a little longer.
Oh, okay. All right, then. I guess just tell him I said bye. Just leave a message. Tell him I said bye, and I appreciate your time.
I'm gonna warm up my anal.
You go ahead and do that, Lala. I'm not gonna be here.
I love you.
Bye. But I feel like
hello, Kobe, you there?
Get off my phone, bitch.
Kobe's gone.
I'm with my kids. My wife is here.
The number you have called has been disconnected.
Yeah, call back in 10 minutes.
If you feel like you dialed this number in error, please call the operator.
I wonder if this is like the stepping stone for, because Vanessa Bryant seemed like she's starting to get to that point where she want to be visible. She got all the Instagram, all this shit she's doing to like, you know, kind of get herself out there. I wonder if she's getting to that point where she thinks she needs to be on TV or
possibility.
You know, because it seemed like this is a real, like, it's just a few
the
little.
The most visible she's ever been seen.
Yeah, it's a few little telltale signs of just she's wanting to be out there. So
I think what it is that because when Kobe got on Twitter, he was like, all right, yeah. I'm going to allow you these things to entertain yourself with.
Yeah. So.
I'm doing it. You can do it.
Yeah, I guarantee Kobe told Lala, like, look, whatever you do, you tell her how hard it is to do a TV show and that it's all fake. Okay? She want to do this TV shit. I need you to tell her that, you know, it's no money in it. Tell her that all the fights are real. And tell her that, you know, nobody watches it and the ratings are down. It's like, but that's not true, bitch. You heard me. Put Mello back on the phone. And then when Mello get on the phone, you're like, you ain't got control of your hoe, nigga. What is this? But anyway, this has been another episode of Balls Deep. Made 2 hours and 20 minutes out of nothing. Didn't think we had a lot of news, but I appreciate everybody coming out listening. All the premium people that were able to listen live in Spreecast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week with another episode of Balls Deep. Peace out.